Dr. Paul Cavill, thank you for joining us, Professor at the Institute of Name Studies at Nottingham University. Well, we managed to get through that without too much sniggering. Will we get through the next few minutes, though? I doubt it.
Unlikely.
Talking of Bell End.
Yes.
Hello, John Holmes.
Hi there.
Happy New Year, sir.
Hi there. Which, how far did you manage to get in the rude name place lottery without...
I think that approximately 3 minutes before I said Bell,
yeah.
I started sniggering.
Yeah, fair
enough. That's how grown up
yeah.
we are.
Yeah. I think, I mean, it was that, when these places are named, and I know we were just talking about that, but you know, I like just to think it was sort of the people who name places on a sort of last day, sort of go, what should we call, there's a place called Licky End, isn't there? Licky End is a famous one as well. True. It is.
Okay.
It is.
I don't know what's wrong with that one.
And I just don't even think about it.
There we are, then.
And goodness knows what the person...
How are you? Now, you've already been on the radio. Poor souls who listen to Virgin Radio.
That's right.
People have to put up with you for 6 hours.
This is like a second helping, but with more talking in it, weirdly. That's right. I did breakfast on Virgin this morning and indeed am all week. So I was up at 3 a.m. So this could go either way. I don't know what could happen in the
next 3 hours. Well, I'm very excited. I managed to actually sleep through the night because I'm still on Costa Rican time.
Yeah.
I woke up at 1:30 a.m. yesterday, so I could have been listening to you if I'd known.
Yeah, well, you know, you would have doubled my audience. So that's fine. Anyway, that we got, you know, Trump's button. We've talked about that. We're talking about forests.
His button's bigger than yours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, it sort of ties in with the Bell End story in a sort of weird way, doesn't it? But we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking... What else are we going to be talking about? Oh, YouTubers and trying to understand them. Because, you know, you and I talk.
I don't. Because we're too old. We're not down with the young people.
We're not. So that's happening. We got, you know, live reports from Storm Florence as it wreaks...
Storm Eleanor.
Oh, not Florence. That was the last one. Eleanor, sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Got to keep up. You see, I think the lack of sleep.
Florence
is
might
in.
Be the next one, given that it's alphabetical.
Yes, I was going to say, yes, exactly. Well, all that are coming up. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. You're on after 1 o'clock. We're going to make him have a little tiny cat nap in Bell End.
Yeah.
Just during the 1 o'clock news.
I'm going to cuddle it.
You're going to cuddle it, exactly. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's absolutely lovely to be back. We'll be back. Welcome to 2018, everybody, those of us who are back. At work today. I hope you're coping with Storm Eleanor and coping with being back at work. But hey, on the upside, kids back at school. So, you know, all full of trade-offs, eh? This is Talk Radio. See you tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 1.2 by 2.4 metre 100mm sheets of Enertherm PIR insulation board for only £39.99 expat. But hurry, this offer ends 7th of January. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But of no saying what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling about your application to us with the National Lottery Awards for All. And I am actually calling with some great news. I can confirm that we'd like to offer you a grant.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sarah helps young people with learning disabilities through education and training programmes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
And you have no idea what a difference this will make to our organisation. Oh, my God, I may cry.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon and hello and welcome to Afternoons Back for 2018. I'm John Holmes, here's Jenny with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, guilty plea to stealing from bombing victims, apology over cancelled operations, and the cleanup begins after Storm Eleanor.
Talk Radio.
A homeless man hailed a hero after the Manchester Arena bombing has pleaded guilty to stealing a purse and a mobile phone from two of the victims. Chris Parker was widely praised for his response to the attack, which killed 22 people last May. He'll be sentenced at the end of the month. The Health Secretary has apologised for the NHS postponing non-urgent surgeries. Hospitals in England have had to move operations to next month due to winter pressures on the NHS. Jeremy Hunt says the cancellations were originally part of a methodical, thoughtful plan and that demographic changes are having an impact.
It is absolutely not what I want, but we also have to recognise that we have around 3,000 more people going to our A&Es every single day than we did a year ago. We have an ageing population. There are huge pressures.
A clean-up operation's begun after Storm Eleanor brought destruction to parts of the UK. Trees came down, buildings were damaged and power cut off as winds of up to 100 miles an hour hit. Severe floodings occurred in Galway in Ireland. The City Council Chief Brendan McGrath says nothing could have predicted the level of surge.
What we encountered last night was unprecedented. Could we do more? Of course you can do more. Can we learn from this experience? Yes. The learning is we need the permanent flood defences in Galway.
Five men and a woman aged between 21 and 37 have been arrested on suspicion of terror offences. They're accused of being members of banned far-right organisation National Action. They were arrested in Cambridge, Wolverhampton, Leicester, Stockport and Banbury. And tributes are being paid to actress Doreen Keogh, who has died at the age of 91. She was Coronation Street's first barmaid and also had roles in shows like The Royal Family, Father Ted and Cold Feet.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. But that's fair enough, isn't it?
Great minds.
When do you stop saying Happy New Year? There's been some debate on this. So, I mean, obviously now is fine because we're only 3 days in.
Yeah.
But what's the cut? Is it when you haven't seen people for, you know, by the end of January? Say you see someone by the end of January, you haven't seen them since Christmas or before Christmas. Can you still say Happy New Year? When's the cut off?
I'm going to go at the end of next week. I think that's enough by then.
About right.
Is that going to work?
And what's your decorations theory as well? Because I know, you know, 12th night and all that.
Yeah.
But if you look, you so even coming in this morning, seeing people's Christmas lights still on makes me feel a bit depressed.
It does me, and it's like they're clinging to hope with the fingernails, desperately wanting to eke out Christmas. I think it's probably when the quality streets finish, to be honest.
Yeah. How long did yours last?
52 weeks.
Oh, right. Well done. Good. So, look, Jenny's with us for the first time. I know you've been here before, but it's your first with us. So, you know, just to bring you up to speed, you know about bonus news?
Yes.
There you go.
See, that's kind look of at all my face.
I know.
Look at my face.
I can see that you've been told all about this.
What's that?
Yeah. Okay, we'll figure it out. Anyway, I just knew that was going to happen. Yeah. Do you know about Headline Hijack?
Yes, of course I do. Yeah.
Literally no one's spoken to Jenny, have they?
No.
Not you, Cornelius. You haven't.
Not Jenny up on that, no.
Sorry, Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
This is the first time me and Jenny have met.
Yes, this is Cornelius, the producer of the show.
Oh, right.
Not really producing it that well, it turns out.
I thought we'd have a different newsreader.
Seat of my pants type of thing.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, and you.
Great.
Can I have a quick word?
Yeah. Anyway, thanks. Weather now, I understand. We've got some weather. There's a weather jingle, as you know, and then a thing, and then some weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
It's a very windy afternoon, apparently, with frequent showers in the north and west. Dry in the south before rain arrives into the far southwest later. Today's high, 11 degrees.
Always end on a high, Jenny. That's what they say. Who's got the pre-recorded sport today?
Somebody.
OK, here's somebody with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Andrew Hawes. Claims of racial abuse during games by the England Under-17 World Cup winner Rhian Brewster are being investigated by football's governing body, FIFA. The Liverpool player says he's seen seven different instances of racial abuse during his fledgling career. West Ham say they've identified the supporter who was confronted by Jake Livermore during yesterday's match. An investigation is underway into whether he'd shouted abuse about Livermore's baby son, who died in 2014. His manager Alan Pardew certainly feels that something out of the ordinary happened.
Jake ain't going in the crowd unless someone's provoked him terribly. So that's what I understand. That we'll have to wait and see.
Arsenal visit Chelsea tonight in the Premier League, with Antonio Conte's side hoping to claim second spot from Manchester United with a win. And Mason Crane will make his Test debut for England in the fifth and final Ashes match with Australia. The spinner comes in for the injured pace bowler Chris Wokes. That's the latest sports news from Talk Sports.
Thank you. Latest sports news from Talk Sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do the first one of the year.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some amazing 6-month half-price winter deals to warm you up.
For only £5 a month, you can get a SIM-only deal with 1 gigabyte of data, 500 minutes and 5,000 texts. Or for £8.25 a month, treat yourself to a whopping 6 gigabytes of data with 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
12-month contract, half price in months 2 to 7 only, ends January 28th. Standard UK numbers and EU roaming. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So a very good afternoon to you. Tied up and beaten with a
donkey. They've glued some antlers onto to pretend it's a reindeer.
John Lewis.
I left my name.
Tomorrow's Victoria's last day on this show.
I need a drink. Hang on.
Yeah, you're right. I don't see the point of sex.
It's actually the Croatian I'm a Celebrity to get me out of here.
Bannister.
You might as well just put wellies on. Crap theme park attraction.
I thought it was part of a stairway.
Sammy Jolo. Your new job.
Yes.
But you've cancelled it.
Yes.
I looked over your shoulder and you were looking at Donald Trump to Muslim videos. Elaborate on blah, blah, blah for us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. None of the Christmas tree is edible. Most things have a balsamic vinegar flavour. How do we get grasp?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey.
Ah, well, here we are then, and a very good afternoon to you. Welcome. As like the YouTube boy making his way through a haunted Japanese forest to make millions of dollars by filming a suicide victim hanging from a tree, then rightly getting criticised for it, given that his audience are largely made up of 12-year-olds. Here we are. Our audience not largely 12 years old, of course, and you wouldn't really get what he did on CBBC either, would you? Tracy Beaker, not up for the... Tracy Beaker and the Suicide Forest is not a thing. It's regulated. Dick and Dom, the worst they've ever done is say bogeys in a library, as far as I recall. Are they still on? I don't know. Anyway, they don't say bogeys in a haunted Japanese forest. Welcome, though, Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoons. Happy New Year. As 2018 opens up before us with Donald Trump president splaining the layout of his desk on Twitter, claiming that his nuclear button is bigger than Kim Jong-un's nuclear button, seemingly not realising that it's not the size of the button, of course, but what you do with it that counts. Now, as ever, we keep a promise to you, dear listener of Talk Radio. If the world ends, if World War III breaks out between now and 4 o'clock when we're on air, we will, of course, let you know, so do stay tuned to Talk Radio. And we'll keep you advised on the impending global annihilation. Probably the second or third story in the news, I imagine. That said, of course, you may well have woken up today thinking that World War III had broken out already, given Storm Eleanor, which has overturned wheelie bins up and down the land. Earlier, I saw a bit of footage of some waves lapping over a seawall. I mean, up and down the country. Donald Trump has already followed up his earlier tweet with a new one. He has called out Storm Eleanor on Twitter. I've got that tweet here. It says this: will someone tell the depleted and all blown out Storm Eleanor that I, Donald Trump, have a storm on my desk and it's much bigger and more powerful than Storm Eleanor is, and my storm works. Storm Donald there continuing to bluster and wreak havoc. Anyway, hello. Shall we have a look and see what low-hanging fruit... stay away, YouTubers, keep those cameras away. That is an expression, not a dead man. Shall we see what low-hanging fruit we've got on our first show of 2018? Well, let's have a look. Headline Hijack is, of course, on the way. Brand new for 2018 in the sense that it's the same feature. It's just 2018. But you get to make the news up. You get to say what the news is. You get to send us words, sentences even, a short paragraph if you like, on the communication method of your choice, providing that's a text using this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Or, of course, you can use social media, like Twitter and stuff. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere
you like. That is how we prefer you to get in touch. Made up news stories, then. Yours could well be in the bulletin at 2 o'clock, masquerading as the truth. We and you will know it's a lie. However, those not paying attention correctly to this bit, or indeed those that have popped out for lunch, will be befuddled by the fact that there's just some nonsense in the news. Read for us today by Jenny. We will be going through the papers once again, a commitment to diversity. That's what you find this programme elbow deep in. There is much controversy today about the diversity of the so-called Celebrity Big Brother house, apparently. It's an all-woman Celebrity Big Brother house because Channel 5 have said that the best way to celebrate 100 years of women getting the vote, not even all women, let's be honest, they've got their facts slightly wrong there, but anyway, 100 years of some women getting the vote, what they've done is they've locked some women in a house where they've got to do most of the cooking and cleaning. Well done. Well done, Channel 5. That's so progressive, isn't it? So anyway, to celebrate our commitment to diversity, we will be going through the papers with a diversity. And we will be celebrating the bisexual community today by getting Rudd in here to go through the news. It's the Diversity Paper Review. We will be talking to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent about an important foreign story. Of course we will. Our work experience, Hayley, is all geared up to bring us new music. That is our work experience punditry review section, where the work experience is given proper work experience, not just photocopying or tea making, but instead the art of reviewing on the national radio station. New music for you today. There's the big debate at 3. We will be going outside to find out what havoc Storm Eleanor is wreaking on the nation. There's plenty of news covered through the medium of Japanese poetry. Japan's in the news, not least for the Japanese forest that the YouTuber went into. But we will be bringing you current affairs, courtesy of their short-form Oriental verse. The news in haikus, yes. And we will, of course, be talking Trump's button. We'll be talking YouTubers. Much other besides. Let's find out who's working on the show today. Let's find out who's working on the show.
Hello.
I haven't introduced you yet, Rudd. Calm down. Rudd's working on the show today. Hi, Rudd.
Hello. Sorry, I didn't have headphones on, so I can hear you.
Fair enough, then. Katie's on the buttons. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hi there. Ginger producer, occasional ginger producer, Dave, in that he's occasionally a producer, permanently ginger. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Always ginger.
Always ginger. How are you, by the way? How are you?
Very well.
How was Christmas? Was
good, right? Yeah. It's nice, wasn't it? Cold and that.
That's chat over with. Cornelius is on the show, producing the show. He's on the show.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Is it a certain day today that you want to share with us?
Almost certainly.
Do you want to look it up now?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what happens. Cornelius normally has ready on his desk there a celebration of what national...
First day back. I can't remember how to do this job.
Okay. First day back at work syndrome for all of us. This morning when
How ironic. It's the Festival of Sleep Day.
Is it?
Yes.
We were doing Virgin Radio's breakfast show this morning as well, and I just kept saying Talk Radio on air there, because I just forgot how to do anything.
Same building.
So it's fine, doesn't matter. Sister station and all that. Anyway, welcome along if you are joining us. Regular listeners know that we get into today's big story with the use of music. That is no exception. But how does it link to the big story? That's what you've got to try and work out. There's music, it's a clue, artist or title, but it links to the story. Work out the story from the song. Here it comes on Talk Radio. we go. It's today's big song. But how does it link to today's big story? It is, of course, Sugar Babes. And Push the Button. And you're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, producer Dave, you've been trying to figure this out. A lot of people getting it wrong on the social media as well, trying to figure it out from the clues.
So
but I know
easy.
You've been working...
It's easy.
It's an easy one, isn't it? I mean, it is fairly easy.
Yeah.
I thought I'd ease us back into the new year with just sort of a simple song to get us into a simple story. Push the Button, Sugar Babes. What is it?
Right, so Push the Button, Sugar Babes,
yep.
Which was on their fourth studio album, which came out in 2005.
Right.
Also in 2005, famously in February, North Korea declared itself a nuclear state for the
first time.
In response to perceived hostility from America.
Yeah.
Of course, then in charge of North Korea was Kim Jong-il.
Then he got ill.
Then he died.
Kim Jong-il died.
In 2011.
Yeah.
Who else died in 2011? Osama bin Laden.
So yes.
Colonel Gaddafi.
Yes.
And the big three, Amy Winehouse.
The big three.
Amy Winehouse obviously had a number of hits, including a collaboration with Mark Ronson.
Yes, of course.
The song Valerie. Mark Ronson collaborated with loads of people. Bruno Mars, the Kaiser Chiefs, remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Sir Paul McCartney. He wrote a number of songs for Sir Paul McCartney on his solo album recently.
Okay.
Sir Paul McCartney, of course, famous for being in a band called...
Frog Chorus.
Wings. And the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
I do.
The Beatles were a popular beat combo in the past.
Yes.
Not so much anymore. A lot of them are dead now. But they had hits like Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, good.
I Am the Walrus.
Yes.
And Eleanor Rigby. And
Eleanor. Yes.
Also the name of a storm.
Good.
That's been ravaging the UK this past few hours.
Yes.
Which brings us to today's big story. Storm Eleanor caused disruption across the UK.
Oh.
Easy.
No, it's not that. It was easier than that because it's Push the Button. So it's about Donald Trump's button on his desk that he's been tweeting about.
Mm. Diet Coke one.
Hmm?
His Diet Coke button.
No.
You know about that? He's got a button on his desk.
Oh, he drinks 12 litres of Diet Coke a day.
But he's got a button on his desk that just orders him Coke.
A Diet Coke. Yeah. Well, it's not that one. It's the one next to that. Let's hope he doesn't press that by accident.
Yeah.
Tries to order a Diet Coke.
12 times a day.
Wipes out most of the world. So it is about Donald Trump's been tweeting about his big button that he says is bigger than Kim Jong-un's button that he's got that launches Diet Coke missiles at the West or something like that.
Oh, I mentioned Kim Jong-il as well.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about that, of course, and the impending nuclear war. Is there a button on his desk? That's the main question, because is there an actual button on Donald Trump? Because you wouldn't... as someone famously once said years ago, it might have been Lenny Henry in a stand-up routine, you know, you wouldn't trust your elderly relative with the remote control for the television, let alone the nuclear codes, let alone Donald Trump with a button on his desk. So we're going to be finding out exactly what that button is and if it's an actual button and so forth next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the red X's above you when driving on the motorway? Think they're not important? Think again. They mean there's an obstruction or danger up ahead. So if you see one, you must change lanes safely to avoid a penalty, or even worse. So when you see a red X, it's there for a reason. For more information on red X's, search online for smart motorways.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One. ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 is blocked on the southbound side between junction 15 for Stoke-on-Trent and 14 for Stafford North because of a multi-vehicle car crash. Just looking in Oxfordshire, the M40's got two lanes blocked on the northbound side between, well, just around junction 8 for Oxford, all because of a vehicle that's overturned there. Congestion back to junction 7 for Tame. In Gloucestershire, the M48, the Severn Bridge part of it, has a lane closed in each direction between junction 1 for Alston and 2 for Chepstow. That's all because of strong winds.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And with the Mercedes-Benz Approved Used A-Class, starting from £159 a month, suddenly there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Search Mercedes-Benz Approved Used today.
Based on A180 CDI models over 6 months old, with an average selling price of £13,480, £3,199 advance, 48-month personal operating lease, 10,000 miles per annum, charges apply, no ownership, 18 plus, ends 31st of January, participating retailers, Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon, and it's time to talk about today's big story. What do we know? What do we know going into 2018? We know that Donald Trump has slapped his nuclear button onto his desk in an apparent attempt at junk-shaming President Kim Jong-un of North Korea. At the weekend, the North Korean leader wished the world a Happy New Year himself by telling everybody that he had a nuke switch on his desk that was ready to go. So by way of retaliation, Donald Trump has now boasted that his nuclear button is bigger than Kim's in a sort of playground, my daddy's bigger than your dad face off, but with the possibility of total global annihilation attached to it. Of course, the other distinct possibility is that Donald Trump's red button is exactly the same size as Kim Jong-un's, except that Donald's looks bigger because of his tiny hands. It's all a question of perspective. So let's get some from somebody who knows what they're talking about. Rear Admiral Chris Parry, former Director General at the Ministry of Defence. Good afternoon, Rear Admiral Chris Parry.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Happy New Year to you as well, of course, as is customary to say. By the way, just apropos of nothing, Chris, when do you stop saying Happy New Year to people? When can you carry it through right to the end of January, or do you think you should stop next week?
Well, personally, I stop on the 2nd of January.
That's correct. Well, that's right. Well, we've sort of got around that now. But anyway, that's just a little personal sort of poll I'm doing there, just to find out when it's good or not. Anyway, look, so the Happy New Year. The year has rung in with all of this seeming bluster from Donald Trump. First question, because he's on about buttons on his desk. Is there really a button on his desk?
No, there isn't.
That's what I thought. Good. So what has he got on his desk that could put just a phone or something?
No, what they have is a very complex coding system and communication system that is supposed to be obviously virus and jamming proof, and to a large extent it is. You'll probably see an aide walking around with a thing that looks like a golf ball. It's a briefcase.
Yes.
And it's got the nuclear codes in it that they put into a communications machine that they can then communicate with whichever element, air, land or sea that they want to use.
I see. And in terms of, because it's good, they call it the football, don't they? Is that right? The American?
Yeah, or golf ball. Yeah,
football or
right.
Golf ball. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, it has to be within a certain distance of the president at all times, does it?
Yeah, we're into slightly classified territory here. Of course, there is a backup that you appreciate within a constitutional system. And there's also a two-man rule, too. You have to actually have two authorised people at each end of the system to make sure that, obviously, somebody doesn't go off their rocker. You've probably seen the film Crimson Tide.
I was going to mention that. I'm glad you did. Yes, go on.
Yeah. So Crimson Tide exactly replicates what's supposed to happen. Is you're supposed to have authentication at both ends and make sure that everything's fine. Yeah.
And there's been a lot of criticism, of course, for Trump, as ever, by tweeting this sort of seeming saber rattle and, you know, one-upmanship and you know, gentlemen's downstairs part measuring, as people have been calling it today.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your take on that? I mean, is this something, it doesn't seem very presidential, but then again, nothing Donald Trump does seem presidential, and it seems all very deliberate.
Yeah, I mean, I think we spent a whole year underestimating President Trump. There's a lot of difference between what he says and what he does. But actually, there's a very real point here, and that is that Kim Jong-un doesn't understand the theology, if you like, of nuclear deterrence. He's somebody who actually says, look, I'm going to use these nuclear weapons. America's trying to show a lot of restraint at the moment, but the fact is that Kim probably has less than half a dozen usable nuclear warheads. The Americans have 4,400. So he's absolutely right in what he says. He's also using language that he thinks Kim Jong-un will understand directly. Mm. And I think, I've spent the whole year trying to say to people, look, you've got to understand that in talking to people about deterrence, you have to talk in their language. And you'll remember that a while ago, Trump had to sort of threaten fire and fury in order to get Kim Jong-un's attention. Well, they achieved that. And now we've got a process that's totally slowed down. And in fact, we've even got the North Koreans talking to the South Koreans now. Yeah. So, I think it's very easy to diss and trash President Trump. But actually, he's making more headway than most of his predecessors for about the last 15 years.
That is interesting, isn't it? And because many people, you're absolutely right, don't necessarily take that side, because all we hear, really, is this sort of anti-Trump stuff. Why is he tweeting jokes about the nuclear codes? Why is he doing this, that, and the other? But putting it into that perspective, as we mentioned at the beginning, it does sort of change things, doesn't it? And do you think this has been an accident, though? Or did he sort of have this in his mind, Trump, that this would be the way to change things?
Do you know what? If you read The Art of the Deal, which is President Trump's book, which was ghostwritten but has most of his thoughts in, he actually tells you, I always talk big. I always get somebody's attention, and then I do something else, which they don't expect. And if you look at the people around President Trump, they're no fools. They really aren't. You look at Jim Mattis, the defense secretary. You look at all the other secretaries of state who are in the important positions. These are serious players in any administration. And I think as a team together, they are exploiting the strategic unpredictability of their president as an asset. Mm. Because right now, I talk to Russians, I talk to Chinese, and other people as well. And they're really concerned because, they could play Obama, they could play Bush in many ways. Yeah. They can't play Trump. And actually, that gives the world a lot of security in an era of unpredictability. And I tell you what, Kim Jong-un doesn't know how to play him.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah, so I suppose this calculated way of doing it, which is what he said, I suppose, originally when he was standing for election, didn't he? He said,
that's
I
right.
will do this in a very different way. And it's turning out it is. And as you said, it's interesting, that thought of making headway.
I mean, judging by his results at the moment, I'm doing a lot of work on the Middle East, and it's thrown the whole... I mean, the Americans have said, look, we know you don't like us, okay? So as a negotiating position, that's hopeless, because you're never going to accede to what we want. You know what? We'll make Jerusalem the official capital of Israel. How do you like that? And so what they're doing is changing the geometry of the situation. And the Palestinians and everyone else having to play catch-up. And even the Iranians now are under pressure, and you've seen what's happened over the weekend in Iran. They're feeling the effects of this strategic unpredictability that is around. Yeah, the Iranians were really happy with Obama. They got a deal they wanted with a nuclear deal. The whole thing's unraveling for them now.
Should we be giving Trump more credit then in that case?
Yes, we should, actually. I mean, he's going to bring out his fake news awards on Monday, which is another one of these sort of attention-grabbing things. And what we have to realise is in the era of the game show host that's now president, getting people's attention is everything. What you do with that attention once you've got it is something else completely. We have Roosevelt, who was the radio president. We had Kennedy, who was the TV president. We had Obama, who was a social media. This is a reality TV host. And he's got it. I'll get your attention, and while you're focused on that, I'll be doing something else behind your back.
Okay, but the button, as we know, not on his desk.
Not on his desk. And he's not the only one who will be involved in any decision. I mean, the important thing right now, with nuclear deterrence, I've spent 30 years in nuclear deterrence and conventional deterrence, the important thing is not what is actually happening, it's what your opponent thinks is happening.
Yeah.
And right now, Kim Jong-un is thinking, on the one hand, my regime is collapsing internally. On the other hand, I've tried to throw my weight around as I've normally done. Oh, my goodness, I've got pushback. I really didn't expect that.
Fascinating take. Thank you very much, Chris. Good to talk to you. Rear Admiral Chris Parry, former Director General at the Ministry of Defence. We should be giving Trump more credit for actually the way he's starting to run the world, because it's making a difference, unlike all of the previous administrations in America, is his take on that. Interesting stuff. All right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. You can get in touch with us, of course. 8722 is our number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word July.
In the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the newspapers with our diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Many, many, many broadcasters have a paper review, but not all of them drag in a different diversity on a daily basis to tick those particular boxes. Today, the paper's brought to us by a bisexual man. That's that box ticked. And also Headline Hijack on the way. It's just after 1:30, though. Jenny has got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
A man who stole from victims of the Manchester bombing has pleaded guilty to theft. Chris Parker's admitted taking a purse and mobile phone. At the time of May's attack, he was praised for helping those caught up in it. Despite the NHS cancelling tens of thousands of non-urgent operations in England, the Prime Minister says the service is better prepared for the winter than ever before. Cancer operations and time-critical procedures will still be going ahead. The Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt apologised and said this year they wanted to give more notice to patients.
What is different this year compared to last year is that we had a lot of operations cancelled at the last minute, and we recognise that it is better if you are unfortunately going to have to cancel or postpone some operations to do it in a planned way.
Emergency teams are still trying to restore electricity to thousands of homes cut off by Storm Eleanor. Winds, which reached 100 miles an hour, have torn down power lines and sent debris flying. Alan Davis works in Aberystwyth and has told Talk Radio the sea's still lashing the seafront.
Just came over the wall. The wall must be 20 foot high, so it's coming over that at the moment. People are avoiding the promenade, you know, so they keep a street in.
A woman's been nearly blinded after a piece of glitter from a Christmas card worked its way into her eyeball. The 49-year-old went to hospital in Swansea with loss of vision and a swollen eyelid. Doctors initially thought she had a herpes infection before spotting the glitter under a microscope. And the birth of a polar bear in the UK has been described as an outstanding achievement that will create worldwide interest. It's the first time it's happened here in 25 years. Highland Wildlife Park in the Cairngorms says there could be more than one cub, but they don't know for sure because they can't see inside the mother's den. The weather, very windy this afternoon with frequent showers in the north and west, dry in the south before rain arrives into the far southwest later. Today's high, 11 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
What do you call a female polar bear's hoo-ha? Is that
No, it means her actual den.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised you can't, you know, with all, you know, because you can see inside a lady's tummy with, you know, with scans.
I don't think I'm going to go that near a polar bear to just stick a, you know, a scanner and some of that jelly stuff.
To rub that stuff on the belly, yeah. Like,
on its den, only on the outside of its den, and then you can see in the den is all I'm...
I'll go behind you.
All I'm thinking, well, that's a strange offer, but okay, weird. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Jenny's here again in half an hour, but she will have a made-up news story. That one about the polar bear was true. She will have a made-up news story for you at 2 o'clock. It will be supplied by you. We call it Headline Hijack. Details of exactly how it works on the way next.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's a good point. I thought that. Anyway, yeah. But, you know, that's fair enough. So, what are we on? Right, good. Hello, Talk Radio in the afternoons. On the way is, well, there's many things on the way, not least a game of Dead or Alive in the last half an hour of the programme. There's the big debate. We'll be going outside to bring you the very latest on Storm Eleanor as it continues to wreak the havoc. Many other things besides Talk Radio's foreign correspondent joining us later as well. And we'll be talking all things YouTube. However, there's made up news. As I mentioned earlier, this is Headline Hijack. If you are brand new to us, maybe you've got a brand new DAB radio for Christmas. Hello. And here we are very much inside it, look.
Looking out. We can see you.
Here's what we do on this time. We get you to make up a news story. You've heard the news, you know how it works. There's news in it. And we talked there to Chris Parry from the Ministry of Defence, former Director General of the Ministry of Defence, and he mentioned Donald Trump's fake news awards. That's another tweet that Donald Trump has put out today. He's going to be revealing the winners of his fake news awards. Now, we haven't got the details of the ceremony. We don't know exactly how this is unfolding, but that's what he's going to be doing. He's picked his fake news outlets of 2017, and we'll be announcing them in some kind of awards ceremony. On Monday. Hopefully, and maybe, Talk Radio is nominated for our feature headliner hijack, because that is what this is. You make the news up. Hear it said as truth to the nation at 2 o'clock today, coming out of Jenny. But why? Why do we do it? Well, it's mainly to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit properly, or even at all, and get back to their radios at 2 o'clock post-lunchtime. 87222 is the way to send them to unfinished. 87222 is the way to send them to us.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Anywhere you like. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Well, how about this one from Michael, who says that calls are being made for Virgin East Coast Trains to make their trains less phallic after they were accused of sexism yesterday for a tweet which contained the phrases pet and love. The company have said that changing the general shapes of trains would be a massive overhaul, but they are looking into options.
Yes, I mean, trains are that shape for a reason, but I agree. The sight of them thrusting into tunnels is perhaps a little... it could be considered sexist. I don't know. You know, the modern world, it's a changing world. Should trains be shaped in a different way to make it fairer?
Like cars?
No.
Like leopards?
No. I don't know what the answer is to that. They're right. It would take a radical overhaul. In order to reshape. Maybe you could just reshape the front of a train to look more like... It could look like a boob. The front of a train. If you put two, Virgin trains together, because they're rounded at the front like that, aren't they?
And
a nipple on there.
All the tracks are two by two, aren't they?
Yeah. So technically, I suppose you could... if you ran two trains side by side all the way to where they were going, with nipples on the front, you could argue that that was less phallic... I'm just trying to make it...
I feel like we've forgotten that Michael made this up, this problem.
Yeah, but again...
We're spending a lot of time solving this fake problem.
He might be onto something, because Virgin were accused of this, so they do have to come back from it somehow. You know, that is fair. Anyway, I'm just trying to...
Spitballing?
Spitballing, exactly, Dave. Yeah. And trains are part of trans sport, and that's trans. Got the word trans in it, so that's diverse as well, isn't it? So, anyway... You've got time to make some news up now, if you want to do so. Here's the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
word you'd like. It's Talk Radio, and it's in the afternoons. Traffic and travel next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
He spotted an opening, and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports day pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Chelsea, streaming live today for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Oh.
He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate Qashqai from £14,881, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
At Wickes, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wickes.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 is blocked on the southbound side between junction 15 for Stoke-on-Trent and 14 for Stafford North because of a multi-vehicle car crash. Just looking in Oxfordshire, the M40's got two lanes blocked on the northbound side between, well, just around junction 8 for Oxford, all because of a vehicle that's overturned their congestion back to junction 7 for Tame. In Gloucestershire, the M48, the Severn Bridge part of it, has a lane closed in each direction between junction 1 for Alston and 2 for Chepstow. That's all because of strong winds.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And with the Mercedes-Benz approved used A-Class, starting from £159 a month, suddenly there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Search Mercedes-Benz approved used today.
Based on A180 CDI models over 6 months old, with an average selling price of £13,480, £3,199 advance, 48-month personal operating lease, 10,000 miles per annum. Charges apply, no ownership, 18 plus, ends 31st of January. Participating retailers, Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalized afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so we will. Now, Japan, very much in the news today. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this after 2 o'clock, of course, because a YouTuber, that's right, kids, went to a haunted, supposedly, Japanese forest and has got himself into quite a lot of trouble. By filming what he found there. Details on the way. But of course, Japan doesn't just bring us haunted forests. It also brings us poetry. Short form Oriental verse. It's a long-standing Japanese tradition. Of course it is. And we embrace it every single day because we can use it just like the ancient Japanese did. When a news story got too complicated, what did the ancient Japanese samurai do? They turned to poetry. It's the same now. They leave us much. So what we do is we take the news and we analyse it using the strict rigidity, if you like, of the syllables of Japanese poetry, to wit, 575. That's the number of syllables. Put a complex news story in there, boils it right down, makes it easy to understand. It's quite complicated, the news, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry, because we are here to help. All of the news analysed via the haikus. It's the news in haikus.
Trump tells Kim, mine's bigger than yours. You know what they say about small hands.
The news in haikus. Papers and the diversity paper review again. Welcome if you're a first time listener. Post Christmas, got yourself a new DAB radio or downloaded the Talk Radio app. We go through the papers around about this time each and every day. You'd expect us to do that. We're a newsy sort of entertainment-y sort of radio program. However, each and every day we bring it to you courtesy of a different diversity. Diversity, of course, in all walks of life. Very, very important. Big conversation today about Celebrity Big Brother going on about that as well. More of which anon, I'm sure, but each day a different diversity in the studio going through the papers. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Today we welcome back Rudd. Hello, Rudd.
Hi.
Hi there. Reminders of your diversity.
Bisexuality.
That's right. And what have you seen in the papers today, Rudd?
There's this, apparently, a dental nurse is the fourth visitor to break her back at this trampoline centre. So this one trampoline centre has had four people break their backs. At which point you'd probably think, maybe we should,
do the trampoline. Where's this trampoline centre?
It's in Chester.
Right.
And
you'd think they would break their chests then, wouldn't you? But evidently not.
She's a dental nurse. A dental nurse has become the latest person to sue a trampoline park after breaking her back in a 12-foot fall. Wow. I've never been to a trampoline park.
Neither have I. No, I haven't. I think my children may have done, but as far as I'm aware, I thought they were like netted off. I thought you had
safety
stuff around the outside.
Yeah, because I can understand if, because from what I understand, most trampoline parks they've got like the trampolines like in the ground.
Right, yes, okay, so there's not a fall.
Yeah, there's not a huge amount, but apparently she's fallen 12 feet and broken her back.
Wow.
That's
quite awful. And she's she's the fourth person to sue them, did you say?
She's become the latest person to sue
them. You think after suing number one?
Yeah, that's what. Well, that's my point.
Take a step back.
Yeah, they'd kind of think, maybe this trampoline business isn't for us. But the thing is, who's it? Maybe are these guys just cursed? Is it a cursed, haunted trampoline centre?
Yeah, well,
is Jake Paul going to do a vlog
there? Most likely scenario, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the curse of the trampoline centre is a well-known curse.
Yeah. Jake Paul's going to do a vlog there next week.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber, kids.
He's going to find someone with a broken back, and he goes, "Sorry, I didn't know it was."
I just filmed him. I didn't know. Pointing and laughing all the way. More on that shortly. But I've never been to a trampoline park. I, like you, thought they had various safety measures. I mean, I've done an indoor play centre, but there's all netting there, so I just kind of assumed that was the same. That said, you know, playgrounds, they are... My daughter, regular listeners will know this, my eldest daughter, she's 7, broke her leg just before Christmas by falling off some monkey bars.
Oh, yeah.
And that wasn't a long fall. It's a children's playground. She just landed wrong, so I suppose, you know.
But I would assume you think that it's all kind of, you know, they should break their legs. You know, it's all good character building.
I mean, yeah, technically, yes, I suppose. They not should break their legs. But learn from it if you do, would be my advice. I mean, she's learned from it. She doesn't go on the monkey bars again. Yeah. She already has, actually, to be fair to her. But there you go. That's kids for you. Yeah. But okay, well, you know, I hope the lady in question gets better.
Yes.
But I'd step away from that trampoline area, is all I'm saying. Yeah.
in the Black Country, so your area, fittingly, the residents of this street want their street name changed.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to guess the street name?
I know this already.
Yeah. So the street name Bell End.
They live in Bell End.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And they want their... do you think that rent is higher or lower in funny street names? This is... I've just posed that. I don't have an answer to that question.
Right.
It's just a
I think I would pay more to live in Bell End.
Yeah, but I think you're the only person who would.
Well, I don't think... They want it changed.
Yeah.
Well, come. Why?
I think.
It's funny.
It's in Rowley Regis. It leads. It does lead on to Mincing Lane.
Well, again, that's. You know. I mean, look. There's loads of these because the newspapers were printing lots of these this morning.
Yeah.
The Sun newspaper, very much our bible, printed some of them. There's a Minge Close, for instance.
Yep.
There is a town. Here's a question for you, right? Because they're town names and quoted in the newspapers, am I allowed to say them as in the context of town names? Or is someone going to say, oh, you can't say that word on the radio? But given that they're town names, like Bell End...
I know which one you're going to say.
Which?
Just don't say it.
What do you don't know which one I'm going to say? Is it this one? With two T's at the end.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention the one I mentioned to you this morning.
Oh. Cockermouth?
No.
Oh.
This one.
I'd prefer it if you didn't say the one you've written down.
Right. Oh, that one. No, that's a place. Your wife's somewhere. Okay, that's a good point, right?
Let's have a look.
So why can't I say that?
That's a funny word.
But I could say that because it's a place. Where is it, in fact?
I think that one's probably more okay because it is a place. Whereas that one sounds like a word by itself.
It's just a swear word, isn't it?
People listening have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, okay, let's say there is a tap. Yeah, it's a nuclear bomb of in-jokes. Well, let's
I'm letting you...
Just say, right, that town there is an actual town.
Okay.
Right? It's like the word twit.
Yes.
But it's...
But a bit ruder.
Yeah, and got two T's at the end. But people do live there.
Yeah.
So that's fair enough. So what if somebody just wanted to say where they live?
I tell you what, if someone lives there and is listening, call in and we can genuinely say, what's your name and where'd you come from?
That's right.
And then we'll see what happens.
And then that's fine.
Yeah. If you live in a hamlet in Dorset.
Yeah. Is that where...
Yeah.
Can I...
I'd rather you not.
I mean, that's what it's a place, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that one's more okay than his one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'd just rather everyone wouldn't.
Nah, that's
well,
fine.
Okay.
Shall we move on to another story?
So yeah, but do call in if you live in any rude town name.
Yeah.
That's a really good phone, let's do that loads.
I mean, okay, word we can't say to turn.
Yeah.
If you look up Hamlet in Dorset, rude name, you'll get what it is. But I still say, I think I could say it on the radio legitimately, because it's a place name. I mean, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand why you're saying it, but I'm erring on this side of caution.
Okay, what about Licky End? That's a place.
Yeah, that's fine.
Scunthorpe, that's got a terribly rude word. But it's just Scunthorpe, isn't it?
Yes, that's fine.
There was a chef...
That's fine!
John, there was a chef that's got death threats for saying that she spiked vegan food with meat.
Oh, you've changed the subject.
Do you like my segue?
Yeah, no, very good. Yes, I saw this, yes. So she messaged, put it on social media...
Yeah, she kind of bragged about putting little bits of meat into vegans' food.
But she's saying, and the restaurant in question has got, you know, obviously very unfavourable reviews following this.
Yeah.
They've said that she was just joking, I think, haven't they? Is that right? Sort of drawn a veil over it.
Well, no, here's what she said. She said she'd spiked a pious, judgmental vegan who had... gone to bed still believing she's a vegan.
Is there any other kind?
I mean, this doesn't seem like a harmless hashtag bounce. This was malicious. I am all for making fun of vegans, right? Everyone is.
Yeah. But don't spike their food.
But this is just malicious, actively going out of your way to
injure them.
It's literally shoving something down someone's throat, isn't
it?
Yeah.
She sounds like a bit of a...
A bit of a place name.
Bit of a small settlement in Orkney. Just look that one up. You're welcome.
Okay, fine. I don't know what that one is, but okay, fine.
Guess that one.
Oh, I thought that one was in Dorset. Oh, is that in Orkney?
That's in Orkney, mate, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cornelius is
my one's in Dorset.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, she's one of those as well.
Yeah.
And a Scunthorpe. Right.
Well, the thing is, after the vegan ate the meat, they probably would have... Hamlet, get it?
Yeah, they would have Hamlet.
Hamlet in... Because they're not used to the meat, so they...
All over the place.
Yeah.
Half a Scunthorpe's a really funny insult. I'm going to start using that.
Good. All right, Rod, what else you got?
You mentioned this earlier. Virgin are in a bit of trouble for being a bit sexist and condescending to a lady on Twitter.
That's right. We should mention that's the Trains, not Virgin Radio this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Cornelius and I were presenting breakfast.
Those complaints are yet to come.
They are, yeah. I mean, lots of them have, to be fair, but not this particular one. Yes, somebody tweeted Virgin Trains.
Yeah, so...
No, this was a ticket...
A woman said, when Virgin Trains mess up and the older male train manager in the resulting conversation dismisses you with that hideously patronising word women shudder at in contexts such as these, honey.
Right. Is that, before we go any further, I wasn't aware that was a shudder word.
Especially to diabetics. It's not like offensive, it's just really patronising and condescending and... Yeah. Anyway, Virgin Trains responded with, sorry for the mess up, Emily. Would you prefer pet or love next time? Which is just kind of salt in the wound.
Right. But pet is a sort of regional colloquialism.
I think pet's kind of also
this was
gender
on the
neutral.
East Coast Virgin Trains, wasn't it? East Coast Trains, because there's two franchises.
Yeah. Are they not the same? Oh, okay.
I don't know. They have different Twitter accounts.
Right. Yeah, so they said, would you prefer pet or love? Pet is kind of gender neutral, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just not a very clever tweet, is it?
Yeah.
Like if you're the guy sitting, or girl. Going,
yeah.
Yeah. I want to look at the story. Sitting in the social media hub.
But goes, I don't, hey, don't you think that, don't you think the person just took offence again at something innocuous? Like, is the current way? Because at the end of the day, I don't know who the train manager was, but I'm guessing some bloke in his 50s or 60s who didn't do it on purpose as an insult. He's just using a term he's used forever.
Yeah.
I think she said the tone of it was the problem more than the
But that's just
words.
Her word. For, we don't know. But, you know, I don't know the tone. We weren't there. But she can say that. But I don't. He didn't insult her. He didn't mean anything. But I would argue it's not an insult.
We don't know, though, because we weren't there.
No, I know. We don't know either way.
Yeah. I would have got involved.
That'd have been fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's.
Yeah, I just. We don't know. But
they've apologised, obviously.
Yes. I do think that there's such a massive disparity between, like, good, like, corporate social media accounts and, like, really bad ones.
Yeah.
Like, there's kind of no middle ground. There's either, like, the really good ones, like Denny's and Moon Pie, and then there's this stuff.
Denny's and Moon Pie? Are they YouTubers?
Oh,
what?
No, so Denny's is a...
restaurant.
It's a restaurant. Yeah. And their Twitter account is very funny.
Is it?
And engaging. And then Moon Pies as well. They're like, the American... wagon wheels.
Right.
Their Twitter account is very funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for that.
I like how you just said, like, Denny's and Moon Pies.
Yeah, like, we all go,
Denny's and Moon Pies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with them. Denny's and Moon Pie. I've watched all their vids. Thanks, Rudd. Yeah,
no worries.
You big youngster. Reminders of your diversity?
I'm bisexual.
That's right. Good. So, there we are. That is the papers reviewed for you on this programme in the Diversity Paper Review. Now, still to come. We will be talking, speaking of YouTubers, all things, what's his name? Logan Paul. Logan and Josh Paul. They are YouTubing...
Jake,
beg your pardon. YouTubing brothers. See how I'm down with them. They are in some trouble because they went to a Japanese forest, which is notoriously a suicide spot, to shoot one of their YouTube films, seemed to mock a suicide victim. They're in a lot of trouble for that. So we're going to be talking about that. We are bringing you the big debate at 3 o'clock. We've got a game of Dead or Alive on the programme. We'll be going outside to find out what Storm Eleanor is up to. And, of course, Headline Hijack is next. Made-up news stories on the programme, made up by you to confuse those not paying attention to the bit before 2 o'clock. The bulletin, forthcoming, will contain an absolute load of nonsense made up by you. Who's made it up today, Cornelius?
It's Mike.
Mike's from...
Swindonsville.
Good. Mike is from Swindonsville. Not from one of those places in Dorset or Orkney, then. Okay. Well done, Mike. You're today's Headline Hijacker. It's on the way next. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too. Like these 2014 Mercedes Sprinters from under £11,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the red X's above you when driving on the motorway? Think they're not important? Think again. They mean there's an obstruction or danger up ahead. So if you see one, you must change lanes safely to avoid a penalty, or even worse. So when you see a red X, it's there for a reason. For more information on red X's, search online for smart motorways.
Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download. So you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow!
Yeah!
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
We got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of earth wall 100 millimetre loft insulation for only £9.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At two. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Jenny with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man admits robbing Manchester bomb victims. Apology over cancelled operations and the cleanup begins after Storm Eleanor.
Talk Radio.
A homeless man hailed a hero after the Manchester Arena bombing as pleaded guilty to stealing from two of the victims. Chris Parker was widely praised for his response to the attack, which killed 22 people last May, but it was later discovered he'd stolen a purse and a mobile phone. Sky's Fraser Maud was in court.
He pleaded guilty to two counts of theft, one of them from Pauline Healy, who was a victim of the bomb blast, whose granddaughter, Sorrel Lukowski, actually died in the attack.
The health secretary has apologised to patients after tens of thousands of non-emergency operations were cancelled. Jeremy Hunt has also paid tribute to the heroic work of staff at hospitals across England, where A&E units are struggling to cope with winter pressures. Despite this, the Prime Minister has denied that the NHS is in crisis. Emergency teams are working non-stop to restore power to thousands of homes after Storm Eleanor battered Britain. Wind speeds of up to 100 miles an hour have been recorded. A major clean-up operation is underway in Galway in Ireland after flooding devastated much of the city centre. Niall McNellis runs a jeweller's there.
We had to dump all the carpets now. A couple of cabinets are gone. All of the packaging had to be dumped. Anything paper at all is just dumped. Park my car over beside Munro's and that's submerged underwater as well. So I'm good. I really am.
Coal and gas took a back seat to low carbon technologies for the first time last year. Renewables and nuclear accounted for just over 50% of the power generated, while 46.7% came from the two major fossil fuels. And despite its perceived popularity, the latest Star Wars movie hasn't sold enough tickets to be named 2017's biggest film at the UK box office. It's taken £4.1 million less than last year's most successful movie, Beauty and the Beast.
Interesting. I did go and see Star Wars.
What do you think?
I know it's sort of divided the geeky people. Have you seen it, Jenny?
Yes, I saw it 2 days ago.
And are you a geeky Star Wars or not a geeky Star Wars?
Do I look like a geeky Star Wars fan?
You're wearing stars on your jumper.
True that, but no.
Okay. Well, I suppose I should see it, or what was your reasoning behind it?
No, I fancied it. I fancied having a watch.
Bit of an action.
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it. My mum loved it.
I felt... You see, I didn't like the last one because it was just a shot-by-shot remake of Star Wars. And I just thought, well, that's a bit lazy.
The first one, you mean? The Force Awakens.
Yeah. And then this one, I thought, well... It started well, and then I just got a bit bored in the middle. I only want to see so many training montages.
You have a little nap? That's the nap time, right? I thought the middle was a nap time.
Oh, yeah.
I actually did fall asleep in the middle of it.
There we go, you see. Well, that tells
us where you went wrong.
It was too long, wasn't it?
That was rubbish.
Yeah. It was just average.
It's like watching Carry On Vader. There were so many weird jokes in it.
I didn't mind
there was
the
joke. Which
sketch was that?
When he's on the phone and he's like, please hold.
That was the beginning.
Yeah, but
that was my favourite bit.
It was so weird.
It was funny.
Yeah, but it wasn't Star Wars, was it?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does if you're watching Star Wars.
No, it's fine. You've seen it, Cornelius?
I watched Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, God.
Oh, was it good?
I was also there for
brilliant.
That.
Oh, I love Pitch Perfect. Yeah, Sing us a bit. Nice.
There you go.
He was so excited. I mean, he made me go and watch Pitch Perfect 3. He was so excited for about 4 weeks in the run-up to it.
I don't blame you.
Was it any good?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I don't see why Pitch Perfect 3 didn't get the same coverage in the news that Star Wars did.
Mm-mm. Anyway,
sorry.
There we are. So, anyway, what are we talking about?
Weather.
Oh, weather, that's right. Yeah, some weather, that's right. Look, Jenny's got some weather. Here it comes.
Talk Radio, national weather.
There we go.
It's a very windy afternoon with frequent showers in the north and west, drier in the south before rain arrives into the far southwest later. Today's high, 11 degrees.
Certainly. And now here's...
Sport.
I mean, yes. Yes, it is. Do we know who's doing it?
No, still don't know.
Okay, fine. Here's somebody with a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Andrew Hawes. Football's governing body, FIFA, is investigating claims by the England under-17 striker Rian Brewster that one of his teammates was racially abused in their World Cup final last year. Brewster made the allegations in a newspaper interview, and the English FA has now made a formal complaint. Manchester City's David Silva says the premature birth of his son is the reason for his absence from two of their Christmas Premier League fixtures. He says his boy Mateo was born extremely early. Silva describes him as fighting day by day. The Spaniard did return and complete a full 90 minutes in last night's win over Watford. Tonight, Chelsea face Arsenal in the Premier League. The Arsenal midfielder Mesut Ozil will undergo a fitness test to see if he can play. And England captain Joe Root says he expects a turning pitch in Sydney after opting to give 20-year-old leg spinner Mason Crane his debut in the final match of the Ashes series that starts tonight. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Central Sydney is to remain closed for another week at least after one of its New Year fireworks didn't go off. Officials have said they're currently unable to return to it due to the official firework code. They believe the firework will go off over the next couple of days.
Thank you very much indeed, Jenny. It was Andrew Horse there, of course.
Oh, Horse.
Horse.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course it is. I'll just write that down.
Andrew Horse.
Horse.
Yeah. Like, he's like War Horse. He's a puppet. Operated by other members of the Talk Radio sport team.
Oh, that explains a few things out there in the newsroom.
There we go. That's he's not just sitting on people's hands. Right, he has to be operated that way. Right, 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. We've got some, you know, more. We've got some more radio to bring you.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
I am him.
Those about to talk.
We salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still on the way this afternoon then, first day back at work for us, possibly for you as well. It's 2018, of course, Happy New Year. Foreign news coming up as we talk to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent shortly. We'll be going literally outside to see the havoc that Storm Eleanor is wreaking. We've got the big debate at three, a game of dead or alive on the way. Our work experience, Hayley, will be rounding up some new music for us as well shortly.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
But first this. Cure a forest. And if you're about 12, then you're probably familiar with YouTubers. Now, these are very much in the news. Occasionally, you get sort of a YouTuber breaking into the mainstream news. Not always for good reason. There was one in the I'm a Celebrity jungle. You'll remember Jack Maynard. Didn't last very long. There's someone called PewDiePie. We talked about PewDiePie last year when PewDiePie had tweeted or videoed something that got him into a bit of trouble. But often these people are, well, they are celebrities, for goodness sake. That's exactly what they are. And certainly among the young people, celebrity-sized incomes to boot, a lot of them. To be honest with you, when I was that age, I think I had a paper round and I delivered a mix of broadsheet and tabloid to about 100 houses. And about 20 quid. Now the kids are delivering a mix of their own lives and makeup tips to millions without even leaving their bedrooms in some circumstances. And the most successful ones, I suppose, your Zoellas. We've heard of Zoella. Your Nutella, your Fruitella, your Umbrella. They're all earning money. The kind of money to match their views. Except sometimes, as we say, they do leave their bedrooms. And instead, it turns out, go off to haunted Japanese forests to laugh at the corpses of the suicidal. Enter somebody called Logan Paul, who is in the news today. He has 15 million YouTube subscribers. He went into the this notorious forest in Japan. You may be familiar with it. Rumoured to be haunted, but it's where people go to commit suicide. A notorious spot for that kind of thing. And he happened with his sort of mates to chance upon, I guess, a man who'd hung himself. They then stood around, pointing at the body and seemingly laughing. This, I mean... it's obviously there's been an outcry. You'd expect there to be in this. An apology has been issued, of course. But a lot of people talking about it on social media, as you'd expect. It's kind of a new world thing. I mean, it's not exactly, you know, it's on a broadcast medium. It's on YouTube. That's not exactly the kind of thing, though, that 12-year-olds would be seeing on CBBC. Of course, the worst Dick and Dom ever did, I think, was shout bogeys in a library. Ed Petrie is a comedian. Was a children's TV presenter. CBeebies, BAFTA, that kind of thing. Nominated in Best Children's Presenter category. Has been tweeting about it. He's joining us now. Ed, good afternoon.
Hello. Still am a children's presenter.
Still am a children's presenter.
Sacked me for being on Twitter yesterday.
Well, you do take your sort of professional life into your hands, don't you? Having an opinion, Ed, I suppose.
Yeah.
As we know in this day and age. Look, you were tweeting about this because you've worked with kids in terms of broadcast and everything else, and you know, on many programmes. This shocked you, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it's an issue very close to my heart, and I normally try and keep my nose out of this sort of thing because basically my area of expertise is getting custard pie in the face and falling over. But it keeps happening, and it's going to keep on happening, I think. And weirdly, I don't blame the presenters, the vloggers, so much as the actual platform that their stuff's going out on.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point, I think, isn't it? Because YouTube is many things, it seems, because it sometimes it appears to be a TV channel, then other times it's sort of a content provider, and then other times it's just a platform for people to put content on, and they seem to change what they want to be according to the way the wind is blowing in the media. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd say so. I see a similar thing with Uber. You know, they say, oh, we're not a cab firm, we're just car sharing app or whatever, but you know, they're the biggest cab firm in London, everyone knows it. And I feel that way with YouTube now as well.
What made you...
YouTube's...
Sorry, go on, carry on.
So, well, YouTube's got studios now that its vloggers can come and use. They make ads that advertise the vloggers, the YouTube Rewind ads and things. They've got trending pages where they push the vloggers' content and promote it. I really don't see them as that different from ITV, BBC...
So your argument yesterday when you were tweeting about this, it was sort of, you know, a regulation. They need to be regulated in the same way, because at the end of the day, it is kids of that impressionable age. And I think when we were looking at this, and a lot of Logan Paul's followers, which is the guy we're talking about, sort of around the age of 12, 13, that kind of thing.
Yeah, his target audience tends to be about 8 to 14, I think.
Right.
Similar to CBC, actually. I think I've been slightly misconstrued. Regulation is a very heavy word, isn't it? When it comes to their... They've actually got a kids app, YouTube Kids, which is promoted as a family-friendly app, and I definitely think that should be very heavily vetted, much more so than it is now. At the moment, you can just post stuff up on it, and then if you see something that's inappropriate, it gets taken down. Yeah. And I just don't think that's good enough, because other people who are providing children's entertainment don't operate like that. We very carefully select stuff before it goes out, And just saying, oh, it's the parents' responsibility, I don't think is good enough in that case. On the main site, I think you've got a slightly different argument, because you've got adults on there. Children aren't really supposed to be on there anyway, technically.
Yeah.
You can't vet every single video going out on YouTube. It would be crazy. But I think they could offer a great deal more support to the vloggers. I think maybe like a sliding scale thing, where once your channel's got more than a million subscribers, then you can come into YouTube and get the kind of training that I got at Nickelodeon and at CBBC about compliance.
It's also, it is, I mean, you're absolutely right. Yeah, compliance, child safety, but also common sense, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know,
we don't have a lot of that. I didn't have a lot of common sense when I started out on Kids TV. You know, we're professional idiots.
Yeah, I suppose that's part of the thing. But going into, you know, a forest, you know, like that, I suppose when you've got a level of success like that, you know, and you point your camera at something and you know you're going to get a million hits or whatever it might be, you don't think twice. You think, well, that's going to work, don't you? And then, you know, it's a case of thinking after the fact. Because what there aren't in place are I have this. I mean, I have producers in here who frown at me when I say things. But that's the role
I
of...
I do as well. There's probably one frowning right now listening to this.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm not going to drop you in it anymore, Ed, but it's interesting to get your point of view on it, because, you know, I know you were talking about it quite passionately yesterday, you know, and having, you know what you're talking about. You work in the, you know, in that business. I'm going to bring in a YouTuber now. Stephen Tries is one. His social media following is enormous. He does comedy stuff on YouTube. And I guess then, Stephen, you are a YouTuber.
Yeah, I guess so.
So you're listening to Ed there, and it is the platform you use, of course. So what do you make of this? And do you think that there should be more regulation, or is it a case of just thinking before you post?
Well, certainly in this case, he's... just in my mind, as soon as you see a hanging corpse, you turn off the camera. It's unbelievable that he's kept on going, and I think he's... Because he posts every single day, his mind has become sort of warped with how can I create content, and he's not thinking rationally. In my eyes, he's got such a young audience that he's really got to consider them more, and the people around him have obviously just sort of been yes men, and they see how much money he's making with each video.
That's the key, isn't it, Steve?
They don't want it to stop.
That's the key, because when people have been talking about YouTube and YouTube could take it down, YouTube have sort of said, well, he's apologised, he's put a video up, and that's an apology. But of course, they're making money off the apology video as well, aren't they?
Yeah, because, yeah, you know, he's making number one trending.
Yeah, I mean, what's the percentage, Stephen? Am I right? It's 60% to the content provider on YouTube if you're monetized, and 40% goes to YouTube. Is that right?
I think it's 45-55,
okay.
The creator.
But that's YouTube getting a lot of money from these people,
yeah,
like yourself, really, but, you know, who are monetized. Now, tell me how monetizing works. For those that don't know, it's a case of you have to get so many hits and you can register to be monetized and then you start getting advertising. Is that how it works?
I think it's once you get over 10,000 subscribers or a certain amount of views per month, then you can... You can partner your YouTube channel with YouTube or a network, and then it depends on how many views you get, but you'll get money per view. But in the past year, YouTube have tried to clamp down on offensive content. Obviously, they've let this one slip, but now a lot of videos will sort of get demonetized before they get out in case they've got offensive content, then you have to get them reviewed.
Right.
So it's an automated service that'll check each video. So, because I do comedy sketches to an older audience, I swear in my videos. So my videos will get demonetized and I'll have to review them. Whereas I think Logan Paul, I think YouTube have just sort of let his channel get away with it, and just because of the vast amount of money he gets.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily going to change anything. And Ed, come back in on this as well, because in terms of you started off by talking about the future of this, and it's not going to change anything while those big sums of money are flying around, is it? Because as Stephen just said, Logan Paul, I'd never even heard of him until this, you know, but that's fine. I'm not in the demographic, but now I have, and he's got more views out of it, and that means more money, doesn't it, Ed?
Yeah, and there's a bit of resentment. I know some less successful vloggers, and they feel like YouTube are heavier with them than they are with the bigger ones, and the bigger ones are allowed to get away with more stuff.
Right.
Which is a bit skewed, really, when you think they're getting millions more followers. Something like over 6 million people saw this video until it was taken down.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of kids that saw suicide being discussed in a really inappropriate way.
In an inappropriate way. Not an interesting how his apology tried to sort of say he was trying to bring suicide into the conversation when it appears that was not what was going on at the time. Final question, Stephen, just out of interest, because we're talking about monetizing this stuff, and it's all about advertising, obviously, and pre-roll adverts and stuff attached to these videos. How many 12-year-olds, if that's his target audience and a target audience, have access to disposable income? Because why are advertisers even bothering to target 12-year-olds?
I don't know. I think it's just the children will nag the parents, I guess. I think that's what the advertisers must be hoping for, because, it's bizarre. Mind you, he sells so much merchandise that these kids must have a lot of disposable income. It's bizarre.
Yeah. I was reading about that earlier. T-shirts and all sorts. It's kind of like rock star treatment, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of how these they become brands. Listen, I'll take up no more of your time. Stephen, thank you for joining us. Where would we find your videos? Stephen, where would we find them? Give us your web thing.
On YouTube, it's Stephen Tries with a PH.
There we go.
I'd recommend them. Yeah, well, they're very funny.
Well, I came to Stephen via Cornelius Tutrin here, who is a big fan of Stephen. So, Stephen, Cornelius, Stephen. So that's how we did it. But look, thanks for joining us, Stephen. And Ed, thank you very much indeed for talking to us as well. Children's TV presenter and comedian Ed Petrie on that subject of the YouTuber in the haunted forest. Now, Storm Eleanor. We'll be talking about, because that's coming next, because there's, I don't know whether you've noticed this, there's a storm called Eleanor raging around the country. It is customary if you work in the media to shove a reporter outside in the storm. You must have seen it on the television, heard it on the radio, just to tell us exactly what's going on live from a situation. We'll be doing it next because we just want to join in and play with the big boys. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Shh, quiet please. I've called this staff meeting because I have some exciting yet sad news. We're having a half-price kitchen sale across all our kitchen units, plus an extra 25% off and 4 years interest-free credit on our Vogue kitchen collection.
I can't take this anymore, Barry. I can't say goodbye to any more of our beautiful kitchens.
At Wren, we find it hard to let go of our kitchens because we not only design, make, deliver and install, we put our heart and soul into them. Offer applies when you buy 5 or more fully assembled units.
When I decided to teach, I had a lot of worries. Am I going to be good enough?
Am I going to be able to control a class?
But I had an absolutely brilliant mentor who really developed my confidence.
She was everything I kind of aspire to be.
He was the backbone of my training.
Teaching has a massive support network.
I wouldn't be doing anything else. It's the best job in the world.
I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you'll get great support, including a mentor to build your confidence. Apply now to train. Search Apply to Teach.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great.
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check. Mr. Thorough, bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny on a Nissan, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate Duke from £10,980, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Top trade picks at TradePoint to kickstart 2018. Get a DeWalt contractor chest for just £30. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M4 in Berkshire is queuing eastbound between junction 7 for Slough West and 5 at Langley because two lanes are closed after an accident. There are also two lanes shut on the M40 northbound in Oxfordshire because a caravan's overturned just before junction 8 for Oxford, and that's causing a queue back before junction 7 at Tame. In Hertfordshire, the M1 slow moving in both directions between junctions 8 and 9 between Hemel Hempstead and Redbourne. That's because of a car fire on the southbound side. And in Staffordshire, the M6 is queuing southbound towards junction 14 at Stafford North after an accident earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Save £120 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab A and enjoy a huge 15 gig of data for only £16 a month. Just one of the amazing offers in the Vodafone Big Winter Sale, in store and online. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
24-month agreement. Credit check and RPI increase apply. See vodafone.co.uk/terms. Ends 31st of Jan.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, of which I wished you a good one of. Welcome along. It's the afternoon thing. Obviously, I am... I've done it again. See, first day back after the new year. And again, I've left... Sorry, I've left... I've just left the thing outside. I always do this. I am so sorry about this. Bear with me a moment. I'm just going to pop out and get my name. I've left it outside. Wait a sec. I am... always doing that. John Holmes. And now it's time to talk to our foreign correspondent, who is in foreign. Good afternoon, foreign correspondent.
Merhaba, kifak.
Yes. Now, this is a story, of course, that everyone's talking about. Egypt's Grand Mufti, that is Egypt's top imam, endorsing a ban on trading in Bitcoin, declaring it forbidden. What can you tell us about that? How's that going down in Egypt?
والله ما بعرف شيء عن مصر بس أنا من لبنان فما كتير بعرف قصص اللي بتصير بمصر.
Right, that's what well, that is what everybody is saying, of course. Certainly, more or less in those exact words. But how do you, you know, this is something. Bitcoin has been around for a while now. Why now do you think that it's sort of crept into the Islam argument, if you like?
بصراحة ما بعرف شيء عن بيتكوين. يعني حياتي ما سامعة فيه وما برأيي بتعني لي شيء عشان لو كنت بتعني لي شيء كنت عرفت فيه بس ما بعرفه.
Right, and in terms of that, I mean, let's just elaborate on that a little bit, because what was the feeling before this? Because, you know, Bitcoin is used worldwide now. It's come under a lot of, criticism in terms of its availability, what it's used for on the dark net and all this kind of stuff. Why has it taken this long for an imam to get involved in it, do you think?
هو بحياتي برجع بقول لك بحياتي ما سامع شو هو بيتكوين. خليني أشوف على الإنترنت بس ماني فاهمة ولا شيء عن بيتكوين.
Yeah.
بعدك عم تحكيني بهالموضوع وأنا ما فاهمة شو هو البيتكوين.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Sorry, I interrupted you there, but do carry on.
مش فاهمة شو عم تحكي. شو هو البيتكوين؟
Yeah.
خليني أشوف. شكله شيء خاصة بالمصاري والنتوركينج. ما أبداً ما بعرف عن ما سمع فيه يعني أنا من لبنان ما بنعرف شيء عن هيك قصص.
Yeah, well, weirdly, we got a text in saying exactly that just now. What can you tell us about this? The top imam himself, because this is a Sheikh Shawki Alam. Of course, he said this digital cryptocurrency carries risk of fraudulence, lack of knowledge, and cheating. What's his background?
إنه أنا بحياتي ما سامع فيه بس بعرف إنه هو من مصر عشان أنت قلت لي ما كتير.
Yeah, well, it's in. I mean, he said, this is the quote I have here as well, which you've just alluded to. Bitcoin is forbidden in Sharia law. It causes harm to individuals,
Sharia
groups.
Law.
Thank you. Causes harm to individual. Bless you. Individuals, groups, and institutions. Now that's what he said, and that's what. But all he's done there is describe just money, not just Bitcoin. I mean, that's just money, isn't it?
No, masari.
So you think should he expand this? Should he ban all money?
إنه أكيد لا بس إنه من اللي عم بفهمه منك إذا هو ممنوع بالشريعة law يعني لكن بيتكوين لازم يبلشوا فيه.
Yeah. Well, also, I know. I mean, and I agree 10% with that. But they did. But in terms of things that causes harm to individuals, groups, and institutions, he's just described Sharia law as well, hasn't he?
إنه هو الشريعة لو الشريعة لو عنا يعني بالميدل إيست ما فينا يعني نطلع فوقه فإذا هو محطوط هونيك يعني لازم نلحقه يعني.
Do you think that the people of Egypt would accept Bitcoin more if, because obviously it's not physical, it's an internet currency, largely exists online. Would it be more acceptable if we could put the internet in our pockets?
هو الانترنت already معنا بالجيبة.
Yeah, scoop it up and just put it in, just shovel bits of the internet into your pocket. Relevant bits, obviously, not all of it. Not like amusing cats. That'd be cruel. Or porn, but just the bits of the internet that were relevant.
أكيد مش بمصر.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. No, I mean that's another fair point. But what I'm wondering about this is if it's what's the alternative? I mean, you can't if you can but you ban Bitcoin as a trading mechanism. But where does that? I mean, I've never used it. Obviously, I'm not a terrorist, but I don't know. you know, what the alternative would. But is he, would he like to invent his own coin? Like, because Bitcoin, maybe, I don't know, Egypt coin, coins for Egypt coin. I don't know. I'm just. What's the feeling?
نحنا عرب. نحنا دائما بدنا نعمل شيء يعني مش مثل الإنجليز ولا مثل اللي برا. فنحنا إذا ملاقين إنه بيتكوين إنه بيروح لنا المصاري ومنه يعني على الشريعة ذا أكيد يعني حنخترع مصاري وحنطلع على مصرياتنا يعني.
No, and yes, but finally, I suppose there's a point. Then, if we sort of said that each, I mean, what I'm thinking about is each religion. It's a religious problem he's talking about here. It may be if each religion or diversity or group had their own coin, maybe Bitcoin becomes Britcoin. You know, we'll have that. Post Brexit, Brex coin could be like the euro, Gypt coin could be Egypt. Do you see what I'm getting at? You know, and then different religions could have their own. They have their own coin. Final two questions. Number one, where's the best place to go on holiday in Egypt?
Sharm el Sheikh.
Thank you. And Shania Twain or Shania Twain? Thank you. That's our foreign correspondent there talking to us from somewhere foreign about something foreign on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio.
And at 2:31, Jenny has it here.
A man who stole from victims of the Manchester bombing has pleaded guilty to theft. Chris Parker's admitted taking a purse and a mobile phone. At the time of May's attack, he was praised for helping those caught up in it. He'll be sentenced next month. The Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt's apologised to patients who've had operations postponed as a result of winter pressures on the NHS in England. Hospitals are being urged to defer pre-planned operations and routine outpatient appointments until the end of the month. Despite this, the Prime Minister's denying that the service is in crisis.
The NHS has been better prepared for this winter than ever before. We have put extra funding in. There are more beds available across the system. We've reduced the number of delayed discharges of elderly people who would otherwise have been in NHS beds rather than in social care.
People are being urged to tether down belongings such as trampolines after two were blown onto railway tracks in Buckinghamshire last night. Storm Eleanor's brought winds of up to 100 miles an hour, leaving thousands of people without power in the UK and Ireland. The Thames barrier has been closed to protect London from swelling tides. And Alan Davis, who works in Aberystwyth, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Just went out a few minutes ago, and it's quite windy. We've got the high walls at the back of the castle and stuff like that, where the sea is still getting near to the coming across the road. It's quite rough.
Six people have been arrested on suspicion of terror offences. The five men and one woman, aged between 21 and 37, are accused of being members of the banned far-right organisation National Action. A polar bear has been born in the UK for the first time in 25 years. Highland Wildlife Park in the Cairngorms has described it as an outstanding achievement that will create worldwide interest. It's not known how many cubs have been born, though, as park keepers can't see inside the mother's maternity den. And the weather, it's a very windy afternoon with frequent showers in the north and west, dry in the south before the rain arrives in the far southwest later on. Today's high, 11 degrees. We'll have more news in half an hour.
I mean, we mentioned this earlier, but...
We did.
If you want to see someone's maternity den...
It's now a maternity den. I mean, they've got the correct word for it.
Rub some gel on it.
Yes, stuff, after you, as I said.
By the way, I had to do a double listen there, a double take listen at your, the far right organisation. What were they called?
National Action.
Yes, but when you said the band far right organisation National Action, I thought they were a band for a moment. That because of the way I thought, are they playing Coachella? What are they?
The National are a band.
They are a band.
They are.
That's
the
about
right,
it from there.
The far right National Action.
Yeah,
I don't think it could be a band.
I don't think they're connected. We should say
they might be the paramilitary wing of the National or something. I don't know. The fundamentalist.
As I said, and I couldn't make it more clear. I don't think they're connected.
Connected.
We don't know because we can't see inside their maternity den.
Let's presume they're not, shall we?
Yeah.
let's take the safe road. Is what you're saying.
Let's just say they're definitely not connected. That's just why not.
Just say that.
Yeah.
You've got proof.
Yeah, we have proof that they're not connected.
Yeah. Do you want me to name some other bands I think might be?
No.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much, Jenny, by the way. Jenny with us, bringing us the news in the slot where the news goes on Talk Radio. Soon, we will bring you new music courtesy of Hayley, our work experience.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Later on the programme, a game of Dead or Alive. That's in around an hour's time, when we will test your knowledge from a list of things that are either dead or alive as to whether they are dead or alive. There is the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will also be going outside to bring you the very latest news from Storm Eleanor, which, of course, as you know, is battering parts of the UK, and we'll find out exactly how it's battering parts of the UK, one particular part, i.e. out there, pointed to the window then, in around 40 minutes' time. Before that, though, new year, new music. Is work experiencing with us, and she has been tasked with real work experience, of course, which is that of going on the radio and saying things. Yeah, photocopying, sure, making the tea, but real world work experience pertinent to the industry which she wants to be in. And of course, what better rung on the ladder could there be, Hayley, than this?
I do not know.
I don't know either. We've told you it's a leg up into the industry, of course.
Of course.
That's a lie. It's just that we don't have to pay you. That's why you're here. We bring you TV, we bring you film, we bring you hipster nonsense. All manner of things is what get reviewed in this slot by the work experience. And Hayley's bringing us new music for the new year. I don't suppose there's that much around yet, is there?
Not much, really.
Okay.
A bit quiet this week because of the holidays.
Yeah, those bands.
Does that make this a good week to release a new song, then? Because are you more likely to hit number one?
That's right, why the far-right organisation National Action have got a new album out.
Do they? No, they're banned, aren't they?
They are a band, yeah. what are we going to start with?
We're starting with... I think this is a bit of a cop-out, but we're starting with Imagine Dragons and Khalid, who have decided to put both of their songs that have already previously been released and turn them into a medley.
A medley?
Apparently so. So, two different songs.
Does two songs make a medley?
Apparently so.
Is it a medley or a mashup?
Apparently a medley mashup.
Okay, let's call it that. So these are how old are these two songs?
They're quite recent songs.
All right.
One was called Thunder, one was called Young, Dumb and Broke.
Yeah.
And they've made a great name for it and called it Thunder, Young, Dumb and Broke.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they've been very clever with that, haven't they? Yeah. Well, before we discuss it, let's have a listen to it.
Incredible.
We have so much in common. We argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleed.
I'll be honest with you, I don't hate it.
I do.
Oh. Fair enough. We're never going to agree, Ailey, so that's fine. But what do you hate about it? Did you like the songs individually?
Not overly. I've never been an Imagine Dragons fan.
No.
Khalid, I can deal with. I think he's quite good. He's up and coming. He's an American teen.
Is he young, dumb, or broke?
I imagine so. I mean, he loves writing songs about being young, dumb, and broke. And turning them into great mashups.
Right, medleys. so in terms of... So why have they done this? I mean, if they were both singles, what's the point?
Apparently, they were at the American Music Awards, right, and they decided to mash it up together.
Yeah.
I think Imagine Dragons have already done mashups before with like Kendrick Lamar, so they've decided to lower the bar and go with Khalid instead.
Yeah.
And they've decided to release it because apparently all the American teenagers loved it.
Did they?
So now we're going to love it too.
Yay. I think we should just all take a moment, by the way, to Imagine Dragons. Just now, while we're here, let's just imagine dragons for a moment. What dragon are you imagining, Dave?
Fiery one.
Yeah.
Big.
Like Smaug. Smaug. From The Hobbit.
Yeah.
That dragon. It's a good dragon to imagine, actually.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of Shrek.
Shrek.
The dragon.
Yeah. What dragon are you imagining, Connie?
In my mind, it's more of a dragon beast, a sort of draconic hybrid.
Yeah. Mm. A mashup, then?
Yeah,
a medley of dragon?
Yeah, slightly anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
Slightly what?
Anthropomorphic.
Right. I'm imagining
second time's the charm.
A Dragon 32 computer from the 80s. That's what I'm imagining. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Magnificent beast.
Mm.
Yeah. It's fun imagining dragons, isn't it? That's fun that is. Let us know what dragon you're imagining. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word dragon.
Yeah, and then tell us what dragon you're imagining as we imagine dragons. We could turn that into a regular feature. Right.
Nope.
Worked at the old place.
Yep.
So on the way, more new music. What new music? Teasers, if you would.
We have Kesha, K$HA, and Migos, and Sugarland.
Don't know any of the words you're saying. But we'll find out what she's talking about, kids, next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
At Wickes, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wickes.co.uk.
From now until the 15th of January, we're launching the Vauxhall New Year Sale event with up to 20% off list price on a shiny new Vauxhall. Yep, that's right, a whopping 20% off, so you really can enjoy a happy new year. To find out more, search Vauxhall New Year Sale. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st of January 2018. At participating retailers from 26th of December to 15th of January. Offer not available in conjunction with 0% flexible finance, flexible PCP or a deposit contribution. Full terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/newyearsale.
Since you've been sold, I can breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay, snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
He's spotted an opening, and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports Day Pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Chelsea, streaming live today for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV. 18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M4 in Newport is completely blocked westbound between junction 26 for Malpass Road and 27 at High Cross for emergency repair works. In Hertfordshire, it's slow moving on the M1 in both directions between junction 9 for Redbourne and 8 at Hemel Hempstead after a car fire on the southbound side, so one lane still closed. And it's very slow moving on the M6 in Staffordshire. Southbound is queuing from the Keel services towards junction 14 for Stafford North after an accident earlier. And the northbound side is slow moving between 14 and 15 towards Stoke-on-Trent. and Marilyn Joyce.
Save £120 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab A and enjoy a huge 15 gig of data for only £16 a month. Just one of the amazing offers in the Vodafone Big Winter Sale, in store and online. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
24-month agreement. Credit check and RPI increase apply. See vodafone.co.uk/terms. Ends 31st of Jan.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And welcome back you are. Now, look, it's quarter to time and soon the big debate is on the way. But there's much going on in the news. Before we talk about more new music releases, of course, Storm Eleanor batters the country. Donald Trump has tweeted that he's got a bigger button than Kim Jong-un's tiny one. We are trying to work out whether or not the button that Donald Trump has, the nuclear button he's been tweeting about, is only big because his hands are very tiny, so it looks bigger. We were talking about that. The NHS have cancelled a lot of routine operations because of the pressure of winter. There's a lot going on in the news. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
That's all right. You don't need to do that because we're here for you. And what we do is we take the ancient art, the beautiful art of Japanese poetry, and apply it to the news because it makes it easier to understand, because it's all to do with the rigid set number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5, it's the news in haikus.
Vegans furious as chef admits to spiking food with meat, they're steaming.
Because they're vegan and steaming. The news in haikus. So welcome along if you're just joining us. If it's your first time enjoying Talk Radio, well, you're especially welcome. First time listeners in the new year, of course, people with new digital radios that Father Christmas bought them. And use them now to enjoy music reviews courtesy of our work experience, Hayley, who we've been talking about the mashup of Imagine Dragons and who was it?
Oh, Khalid.
That's it. And we were imagining some dragons. What a delight that was. Very relaxing, I found it. But where are we going next musically, Hayley?
We're going towards Kesha.
Hmm.
Quite controversial 2017 for her. She's moving on from it.
Tell us about things. For those that don't know, why
her producer? Someone needs to back me up here so that I get this right.
Because I don't want to do legal grounds. Oh, we're on
soggy legal ground, are we?
So she accused her producer of assaulting her, and then she wanted to leave her contract.
Yes, her record contract. That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
But they wouldn't let her.
Yes.
It went to court.
That's
all
right.
That malarkey.
And I think she lost, didn't she, from memory?
Well, let's not do things. Let's look it up.
Yeah, let's not think it. Let's fact it.
I would rather get it right.
Oh, well,
please.
Dave's looking that up. tell us about her new music.
Well, she has released another song called Praying, and now she's done a cover from the new film The Greatest Showman.
This is the Hugh Jackman, P.T.
Yeah,
Barnum film,
which everyone's going crazy about. Everyone loves. Everyone cries at it. Everyone's like, oh, my God, that's got to be in the West End.
Oh, it has been in the West End, hasn't it? Called Barnum.
Yeah.
I mean, famously.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So.
All right then.
I think they need to turn La La Land into a musical. That would be good.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, you mean a West End musical?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
going to say, it is a musical.
So, which one did you watch?
Anyway. They should add some songs in between all those songs.
Yeah, they should.
It's like a lot more poppy than the one in The Greatest Showman, but she's clearly taken it with both of her hands and held it up to the world and said, here's my song.
Well, let's have a listen to it. This is she.
When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood. This
this is me.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't hate that either. It was sort of
alright. I don't mind that.
It's a pop song. It had a catchy hook.
Yeah, she's a good singer,
didn't it? Where do we stand legally, Dave? Have you checked?
Yeah, Cornelius was right. The Supreme Court ruled against her request to be released from her record label.
Righty-ho. So is this on a new record label now, or is this with the same record label?
Oh, you've got to fire new information questions at me.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I assume that it's probably same record label, different producer.
Right.
Kesha is a vegetarian. That's the next bit of information.
Thanks for that. So. Good, good. All right. Well, I mean, as pop songs go, I thought that was fine, actually.
Not bad. Not bad cover.
So, is that from The Great... That's not from The Showman.
It's a cover from The Greatest Showman.
Right. Okay, so who did it in The Greatest...
An American... someone else beginning with a K. I think it's Kayla.
Killers.
Not the Killers.
Kravitz, Lenny.
No, unfortunately not.
Sabian, good.
Kylie Minogue.
I wish it was Kylie Minogue. I think that would bring a bit of spice to
Keala
the musical.
Settle.
That's the one.
All right. Good. Fine.
That was my next guess. Yeah. After Kasabian.
In your face.
As a slice of pop, I thought that was okay.
Now I'm going to introduce you to one of the worst songs I think I've ever heard.
Wow.
But, you know, someone might be out there who might enjoy it, so...
Well, this is interesting. So who is it?
Is it Cornelius on his ukulele?
Oh, yeah. You've got a ukulele, haven't you?
Yeah, I do.
You've been practising it, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You got stopped from taking it to your New Year's Eve party, didn't you?
I was just winding my friends up.
Yeah. Cornelius.
They weren't happy.
I phoned Cornelius on... Was it New Year's Eve or something? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I spoke to you.
Wish me a happy... We speak every day on the phone.
I mean, literally, that's not what happens. But I phoned him up. I can't remember why. But anyway, he was cooking a dinner in a microwave and played his ukulele at me as he answered the phone. I didn't like that very much, I can tell you.
Try living with him
actually
and walking into any room of the flat at any point.
Oh, yeah, you two share a flat.
That's
yeah.
all he does.
Oh,
ruined my New Year, that did. Anyway, so what is it?
It's by a guy called Migos. Migos.
How are you
Migos.
How
I'm going with Migos.
There's three of them, apparently. Migos. It's a group, yes.
Okay.
There's three amigos.
The main guy is the fiancé of Cardi B, the first...
I mean, that sounds like a disease,
album.
Like hepatitis. I'm sorry, you have Cardi B.
Migos Cardi B.
Sounds like something you put on when you're cold.
Yeah.
Cardi B. Oh, a bit chilly today. Best put on my
should
Cardi
just,
B.
Should we just...
It's called Stir Fry.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is what it sounds like. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry. Take a whip it intermission, let the bird fly. Take a whip it intermission, what does that mean? Like take a whip it, like a northern dog.
Take a break from petting a whippet.
Yeah.
Take a whippet intermission.
And putting it in a stir fry. No.
Is
stir fry a euphemism?
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
I mean, it sounds like a euphemism to me.
Wrist twisting is more of a euphemism.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
That is how you cook a stir fry.
Yeah.
Remember that. I mean, you wouldn't write it in the recipe, but like
twist your wrist.
Yeah. You'd just be like, toss the food about.
Well, that's
again.
Same thing, isn't it? So, you know.
Around the wok.
It's like when you wrist twist a pancake. We've all done that. What? So I don't know. So this is, there are three amigos.
Three amigos?
Yes.
Migos.
Well, you're
amigos,
right. It's a terrible song.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
There is no creativity in that whatsoever.
And what do we know of them? Do we know anything about
them? Okay, so I don't know if you could hear it in there, but that song was produced by Pharrell. So the guy who produced Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
Happy, all of the bangers, and instead he's lowered his bar and now he's decided to produce that instead.
Right.
So these guys are quite big deals, I guess, for them to be working with Pharrell.
Yes.
But I've never heard them get that high on the charts or anything, so Well, I say hopefully, but maybe they'll rise up to them in 2018.
Yes, rise up like a souffle, to give another kitchen sort of reference to the whole...
bread in an oven.
All bread in an oven, yes. Well, you know, they've essentially outed themselves as some wrist twisters in many ways, haven't they? There, so, but we shall see. I don't. I'm not aware of them, and maybe that will remain as it should be. I don't know. Okay, finally.
A very bleak country song by Sugarland, which are two different people.
Okay. It's confusing, all this, isn't it?
I think that a man and a woman.
Okay.
Coming together to create country music.
Well, let's have a listen to Sugarland.
A band, if you will.
We now, because that's what's real, yeah. All the space and the time between us, man, you should have seen us. This ain't no mystery. Our future is our history. I feel
it's not screaming country at me.
They're a country band signed to a country label.
It was quite poppy.
Yeah, I feel like country music is going that way.
It's very
though.
Poppy, like, these days in America. Country music's so big there, but it's basically pop. Like Taylor Swift's first album was.
Well, she was but that was, yeah. Well, it sort of was. I mean, she had sort of a country sound, and she sort of went country, pop.
Yeah.
Whereas I suppose that's what's happening is the success of Taylor Swift, former country artist, if you like, gone mainstream pop. That's perhaps the model that they're following because that's where the money is.
Lots of it. Foo Fighters, their first album was country, really?
And Nirvana before that.
Yeah,
well,
Nirvana. Yeah,
that's true. Actually, you make a good point.
Everyone starts off country.
Yeah,
and they've just. Also collaborated with Big Machine Records, which is like a big record company in America, so they probably changed it to go more...
Right. Pop-y. I quite liked it. I didn't mind it. Again, it was a slice of pop. You're trying to give pop up, Cornelius. I'm surprised you've allowed this.
Yeah, I am. As part of my...
New
my
Year's
January
regime,
diet.
Have you heard that? Have you heard Cornelius's diet?
I've had no sugar.
Is this Operation Thindy?
Operation Thindy.
Thindy.
In January, I'm working on becoming thin and indie. Because I think that's what cool people look like.
Right.
It's because he wants to wear skinny jeans like Carl Barat. That's what he told me the other day.
Yeah. I want to look like Alex Turner in my 20s and 30s, Noel Gallagher in my 40s and 50s, and Iggy Pop in my 60s and 70s.
In his see-through trousers.
Yeah, sort of the melted candle look.
Yeah, all right. At least you've got an aspiration, eh? That's nice. All right, good. Thank you. Thank you, Hayley.
And I'm going to achieve that all in January.
Right.
Good luck.
Look forward to that. Thank you very much, Hayley, for coming in and work experiencing your way through the music. I mean, slim picking, so I think you did quite well there.
Oh, thank you.
You know, given the paucity of January music releases, but...
hopefully there's more next week.
We'll see. Right, thank you very much. After the break and the news and the so forth, we will, of course, be bringing you today's big debate. We'll be going outside to find out the latest from Storm Eleanor, and there will be a game of Dead or Alive. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up for Talk Sports Selco Predictor? Why not? There's a million good reasons why you should. The Selco Predictor. Sign up now at TalkSport.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in January, win a state-of-the-art fitness bundle with Bose over-ear headphones and a Fitbit Charge 2 wristband. The Selco Predictor. Play to win
£1 million!
Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at TalkSport.com/predictor.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Your time is now, and every second counts.
Register with the Open University today and you'll soon see the difference. Pick up that pay rise before picking up your degree. Get that promotion before getting to graduation. Be your future self sooner with our career-boosting courses. Visit openuniversity.co.uk before time runs out. Registration closes 11th of January. The Open University. What's stopping you?
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
This is pepperoni. This is salami. Put them together and wow! Add some cheese, your favourite sauce, and bellissimo! Get a taste of Italy for just £1.99 between the 8th and the 21st of January with the spicy Italian from Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Participation may vary. See subway.com for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just gone three. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Jenny with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man admits stealing from bomb victims, apology over cancelled operations, and a dating website told off over science claims.
Talk Radio.
A man who stole from victims of the Manchester Arena bombing as they lay injured has pleaded guilty to two counts of theft. Chris Parker was widely praised for his response to the attack, which killed 22 people last May. But it later emerged that he'd stolen a purse and a mobile phone. Sky's Fraser Maud was in court.
The other charge of theft that he pleaded guilty to was the theft of an iPhone 6 from a 14-year-old victim of the attack. Someone who wasn't killed in the attack but was injured and who we can't name for legal reasons.
Parker will be sentenced next month. The health secretary has apologised for the NHS postponing non-urgent surgeries. Hospitals in England have had to move operations to next month due to winter pressures on the NHS. Jeremy Hunt says the cancellations were originally part of a methodical, thoughtful plan and that demographic changes are having an impact.
It is absolutely not what I want, but we also have to recognise that we have around 3,000 more people going to our A&Es every single day than we did a year ago. We have an ageing population. There are huge pressures.
A 31-year-old man has appeared in court charged with murdering a young woman whose body was found in a London park. Juliana Chudos was discovered in Finsbury Park on the 27th of December. She'd been stabbed and also had a head injury. Kasim Lewis was remanded in custody and is due at the Old Bailey on Friday. Storm Eleanor's left thousands of homes without power after 100-mile-per-hour winds hit the UK. A yellow weather warning remains in place over most of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. The Thames barrier has been closed to protect London from swelling tides. While in Cheshire, the RSPCA had to be called in after a swan decided to take up residence in a puddle, blocking a road in Poynton. And posters for the dating website eHarmony have been banned by the advertising watchdog. It's claimed it used a scientifically proven matching system to help people find love. But the Advertising Standards Authority says there's no evidence to back up the claim.
Right. Now, in half an hour,
yes.
Of course, bonus news.
Yes.
As you know, because the bulletins are only 2 minutes long. They used to be three.
Wow.
Back in the day. I know. But then, they for some reason, they weren't. But we know you get paid the same anyway.
True.
So you need to make the time
I get paid? Oh, I didn't even know that.
You may not. Wow. Don't take that you will get
I'm
paid.
I'm just going to go and see the
boss. Just hang on.
Yeah, yeah, talk
so,
to Laura.
So there's bonus news at 3:30. That makes the time up a little bit.
Okay.
But also, we know that there's not enough time to mention everything in the news bulletin.
Of course not.
But animal, vegetable and mineral, that covers everything off.
Yes.
Today, animal news.
Animal news. Well, look, I've already got some in there.
Well, I know. That's the thing. I don't know if you peaked too early.
Do you think I have?
You've gone swan. You've had a swan and a dog in there.
I don't know. You see, the thing is, the animal news I've got coming up tops everything.
Well, fine. There, you see, there's a tease.
Tops everything.
Thank you, Jenny.
Keep listening.
I'm sure that if only for that.
Only for that.
The listener will.
Just for that.
Good, thank you. Weather, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Go on then. Weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's a very windy afternoon, apparently, with frequent showers in the north and west. Dry for the south, but we've got more rain arriving in the far southwest later. Today's high is 11 degrees.
Now, there will be a live weather update for you from Storm Eleanor in the next half an hour of the programme, in common with all media outlets. But now, here's Andrew Horse. See another animal.
Horse. Court.
Okay. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Andrew Horse. West Ham have identified the supporter suspected of taunting Jake Livermore about the death of his baby son in 2014. It happened after the West Bromwich Albion midfielder was substituted last night in the game between the two teams at the City of London Stadium. An investigation is underway from football's governing body FIFA into racism allegations from one of England's under-17 World Cup winners. The Liverpool striker Rian Brewster says that one of his colleagues was abused by a Spanish opponent in the tournament final. A Manchester City midfielder David Silva has explained his absence from four matches for personal reasons after revealing that his baby son has been born prematurely. He says Matteo is fighting day by day and has thanked the club for their understanding and support. Manager Pep Guardiola says he's happy for his fellow Spaniard to take off as much time as he needs, even if it goes on to cost them points. That's the latest sports news from TalkSport.
Andrew Hawes there with the, that's a plural, latest sports news from TalkSport. The big debate is on the way on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, still to come then. Big debate on the way, as I mentioned. We will also be going outside in common with all media outlets to bring you the very latest with Storm Eleanor, which continues to batter. Always good to get the live report from outside when that happens. You'll have seen all of the rest of the media do it, so we're just going to join in. Plus, there'll be a game of Dead or Alive that is on the way in the last half an hour of the programme. So much to squash in before we stop at four.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Time now for the big debate. So, nuclear buttons, YouTubers desecrating death sites in Japanese forests, storms called Eleanor, bringing you the New Year gales. Welcome to 2018. Oh, and added to which we learn that the NHS are cancelling all routine operations, something they're calling a black alert, which is presumably good for diversity among alerts. But not so good if you're due to go under the knife for something other than an emergency. That is apparently it's all to do with winter flu, they're calling it. And is to create, and I quote, time and space to manage January pressures. Doctors, of course, aren't used to time and space, what with being overworked in hospitals with increasingly underfunded and closing departments. In fact, the only Doctor Who is used to time and space is, of course, Doctor who is now a woman. And as everyone knows, a woman doctor is called a nurse. So it's confusing. And a lot of the people are rightly getting hot under the collar about it all. On the line now is Talk Radio listener Phoenix. Good afternoon, Phoenix.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Phoenix, very much for joining us. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year to you there.
And Happy New Year to you, and thank you very much also.
Okay, good. So, look, you've heard me say the word collar there. I mean, you're getting hot under the collar about the use of the word collar, and indeed collars themselves.
I'm not.
Okay.
I don't have a collar.
Ah, right. Well, that's a fair start.
Can't catch me out like that, John. Trying to catch me out early.
Have you hacked your own collar off? What is it with collars that you... What's the point? What's the problem?
Let me put it as simply as I can. Collars are rampant, xenophobic, filthy bunches of nork.
Right.
Now, I'm against collars partly because I decided to be against everything this year.
Yep.
Except for meat pies, sponges and cummerbunds.
Okay.
It was a kind of blanket judgment, really, because I was hiding under a blanket at the time. and I'm actually under one right now.
Right. Okay, well, I'm glad you're talking to someone under a blanket. Can I just ask, if I were to put, because you say you're in favour of a cummerbund, if I was to put a cummerbund round my neck, passing it off maybe as a collar, where would you stand on that?
Well, I might stand on the cummerbund, I suppose, but I think, you know, really, it comes down to what you'd replace collars with.
Yes.
You know, my doctor always tells me that there's very little that can't be cured with a good, sturdy harness, John.
Right.
So, I mean, these days, you know, the young people, they're probably about your size. You must have seen them around, the young people.
I've seen them.
I mean, they just let their faces flop everywhere. Sometimes
yes.
into their dinner and into each other's laps.
They do.
And the point of a collar, I mean, they were invented back in the 15th century to keep everyone's faces straight. But back then, of course, everyone was much smaller and their necks were much longer.
Yeah.
So the collars kind of went up to your ears and they kept your face straight in front of the king, which was very important back then.
Yes.
But now they're kind of redundant and young people just flop everywhere. And, you know, we should fit them all with a good, sturdy harness.
OK, well, stay on the line for me, Phoenix, because I want to bring in Joaquin now, who's called the radio. To talk about this. Now, you've heard what Phoenix has to say. What do you make of this notion that we should get rid of collars, perhaps replace with a harness to stop young people's faces from flopping into their own laps?
Well, I think it's a bit ridiculous, John. I mean, what is wrong with the collar taking care of that? We've got a system in place already. It's like trying to change the road signs. It'll be millions and billions of pounds.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for it?
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you. And by the way, it's Joaquin.
Yes. So you talk about people getting hot under the collar. Would an answer to this be that maybe we fit... Let's take a vicar, someone notorious for a collar, right? It's a dog collar. We'll get onto that. But a vicar wears a collar, a certain kind of collar, but it's to prevent vicars getting hot underneath. Now, of course, the church have said that this year, vicars for the first time will start to be fitted with coolant pipes around the neck, beneath the collar, to stop them from getting hot under the collar. These are the sort of pipes you find in the back of a fridge. What's your take on that, Joaquin? Does a pipe under a collar stop it becoming a collar, or is it something that is acceptable to you?
Well, I think it's a collar. I think collars come in all shapes and sizes, don't they? I mean, so in the 70s, we had these amazing, huge, great collars that you could, frankly, you could hang glide with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you put some piping underneath that, you're not even going to notice.
Right.
Well, now, I mean, I'm all for putting pipes up vicars. That's fine.
Yes.
But, you know, if people get hot under the collar, and it does happen, it happens every time you hear something embarrassing, like my uncle's favourite war stories about plums, or the low whistle of an overexcited beagle. But if we just got rid of collars,
yeah.
I mean, we'd all be able to regulate our temperature fine. Even when dipping in gravy or grafting melons, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. Okay, well, what do you make of this? Because Donald Trump, you might have seen this tweet he's put out, saying that he's got a bigger collar, he says, on his neck than Kim Jong-un's smaller collar. And he said, and it's kind of a bit of saber-rattling, really. But you know, should we judge a foreign power by the size of its collar? Joaquin.
It's Joaquin. Yeah, fine, great. I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
I think if we have the bigger collar, then we're just putting ourselves one step further than everyone else. When, you know, Brexit is happening.
Yeah.
We need to do something that the British can be proud of and say, this is us. We've got the biggest collars in the world. And you know what? They look great.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I think we should look at the cummerbunds. I mean, they have some massive cummerbunds up in Latvia and Lithuania region.
Yeah.
So, and you know, that to me means that they're much better than us.
So in terms of where we go with now, I mean, you'll remember, let's remember the history on this. And in the 80s, Mrs. Thatcher famously closed the collar mines, of course. Britain used to mine some of the best collars in the world. That led to the seamstresses versus the police. You remember the sewing machine riots of 1985. And it decimated, really, the neck industry at the time, didn't it? And it also led to a decline in the manufacture of necks themselves, Phoenix.
It did. But of course, you know, going back further, I mean, collars were brought unwittingly back to Britain, of course, by Sir Francis Drake.
Yeah.
Now, he caught his collars in the East Indies, which was quite painful. But when he returned to Britain, laden with computers and oranges and monkeys, he also introduced Britain's first colliery epidemic. And cholera's just spread through the country.
That's right. They found that they were spreading through the water system. As I remember, people just were dropping their cholera into the water and it was becoming contaminated.
Yeah, it was terrible. People felt rough.
I wanted to talk a little bit about... Joaquin, is it fair to call you a cholera apologist? Somebody who maintains this sort of idea that cholera's are harmless. A cholera apologist, if you will. Is that a fair term for people like you?
Yeah, absolutely. I do more than apologize for cholera. I think we need to start a proliferation of more cholera.
Right.
I mean, you've been talking about cummerbunds. What are cummerbunds if they're not just cholera for your waist? Why can't we have cholera on socks? I think that would look amazing.
Right, so you're calling for more cholera on all sorts of areas, really, not just a neck cholera, but a waist.
No, I mean, we've already got cholera on our sleeves. They're called cuffs.
Yep.
We've already got cholera on our shoes. They're called spats.
Yep.
And I want cholera on my underpants.
Right, you know? Should the cholera and cuffs match?
Oh, yeah, cholera and cuffs should definitely match, as should carpet and curtains.
Right.
I mean, you can't talk about cholera without talking about cuffs, John. The two go together like a horse and carriage.
Yes.
If the carriage was kind of smashed around someone's neck and the horse was cut into pieces and lumps of it kind of squeezed around the hands.
Yeah.
But then, of course, it would be a horse of a different color. In Sweden, they're obsessed with it, matching collars and cuffs.
Yeah. Well,
it's a kind of national... pastime.
Well, there's even a hashtag, people of cholera, of course.
Yes.
As they have for the Swedes. How many cholera? Let's just put this in simpler terms. How many cholera should there be? Simple question. How many cholera should there be, yes or no?
Yes,
interesting. Phoenix?
No.
Well, the government are saying 40,000 more cholera, which Joaquin, you'll like. 40,000 more cholera by 2018, and you mentioned paying for it. There is no word how they will pay for it, but Joaquin, that's something that you'd like to see, presumably a widespread of them then, around different parts of the body, not just the neck.
Yeah, I think basically any opening on clothing, give it a collar.
Okay.
And to be honest, I think that'll cost less money than it would to be removing all the collars we actually have.
Yeah. Should dogs be retrained as vicars?
That's a great idea. I mean, you know, the vicars have to wear dog collars anyway.
Yep.
I think dogs are really smart. They're spiritual creatures. They're connected to nature. They'll understand religion way better than we ever could.
Right.
I think they'd be much better employed as bus conductors.
Right, so
you're walking up the wrong tree.
Right. What about, here's just a final point on this, really, because this is what people have been talking about. You've heard the expression, you know, what are the people that feel collars? I mean, it's policemen, isn't it? Normally, police officers, police women, whatever. People that feel collars. Now, is it in this climate inappropriate to feel someone's collar post-whitening?
I don't think so at all. I think a collar is a safe thing. All collars are doing... are allowing space for you to put your tie on and get smart and keep your neck warm. There's nothing wrong with that. And really, to take away collars away from police officers.
Yeah.
Why did they deserve that? Why would you do that to your beloved police?
Right. Okay. Well, look, you both make very fair points on this, and it's a debate that will doubtless continue. But do we need collars? I mean, that is the question. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Phoenix?
Eurasian collared dove.
Thank you. Joaquin?
Collar apologist.
Thank you very much indeed. And there we have it. But what do you think? We know what they think. They're the Talk Radio listeners. They called in about it. But what do you think about collars? Do we need them? Should we just get rid of them entirely? I mean, it is post-Brexit Britain. It's 2018 now, for goodness sake. And... well, we've got, you know, dishevelled and drooping Christmas trees and lost keys. Why do we need collars? 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Get in touch with us and we'll take your thoughts on that. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include vehicles registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £7,000 on the recommended retail price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. New year, new Ford? Ford, together we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £7,000 dependent on model or to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Hi Melanie, Steve here from the Big Lottery Fund. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm calling with some great news. Your application was successful.
No.
You got so funny.
No
yet.
Way. No way.
Melanie helps older people in her community stay young with dancing and cooking classes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
Oh dear, oh, you have no idea what this phone call means.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Tax.
Tax.
Is the thought of doing your tax return pecking away at you? The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Don't keep ducking it.
Tax.
Do it by the 31st of January at gov.uk/self-assessment. And don't forget to pay what you owe.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of rugby premium cement for only £3.49 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M1. That's northbound between junction 40 for Ossett and junction 41. In Gloucestershire, one lane closed due to strong winds on the M48 Severn Bridge. That's affecting you in both directions. That's between junction 1 and junction 2 for Chepstow. And in Newport, we have queuing traffic due to a rolling roadblock and emergency repairs on the M4. That's eastbound between junction 29 and junction 28. I'm Sammy Jolo.
You can't predict the winter weather, but you can keep your car prepared with a free winter safety check at QuickFit. On tyres, brakes, servicing and more, you'll always get a great deal. So head down to your local QuickFit today and drive away happy this winter. At participating centres only, excludes online, terms and conditions apply, see in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, before we stop today and Sam Delaney gets here and brings you Talk Radio's Drive Time Extravaganza, today coming to you on ice, it's time for us to certainly to talk about the weather, because Storm Eleanor, you cannot have failed to notice, is all over the news. They say it is an ill wind that blows nobody any good. That could also apply to Cornelius's mum, of course. Cornelius is on the line outside now, because in common with all media outlets, we are taking a reporter and shoving them onto the street to get a live update, even though that's utterly pointless. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, do you want to act your age and not your height?
What? Anyway, Cornelius,
my poor mother.
And he's on the streets, there where he belongs. And he's, he's getting the live updates from the storm for us, because that's what the media does. Cornelius, tell us about the things you can see.
Well, it's quite cold here, John, outside the building. I can see some people walking. One game of football being played. There's a bird being blown about all in the sky. It doesn't know where it's going, John. Presumably because of the storm.
Right. Maybe. How storm? Because when this happens, it's good to get in the background. When they do it on television, they get a background of sort of spray on a sea wall, don't they? Or flooded roads. Mm. People struggling to cross the road, that kind of thing. I mean, can you just ramp up the drama a bit for us to make it sound like worth listening to?
It's really windy here, John.
There it is. Describe the carnage.
Oh, there's plenty of carnage. There's cars have had to be parked here. John, the cars are immobile, John, at the side of the street, having been
parked there earlier.
People abandoned their vehicles, John. People have abandoned their vehicles, John, because of the storm.
Now you're doing it. Yeah.
Keep going.
There's people outside. They've had to go by foot, and they're walking. Some people are clenching coffee cups just for an ounce of warmthness, John, warmth from this storm.
Right.
There's a puddle.
Yeah. I can help you out here. Hang on a sec. Wait a minute. I've got some... Try broadcasting from heavy rain. Wait a minute. Here we go.
There we go. John, it's just started pouring down here outside. I think we really are now in the eye of the storm.
I think that's when... Actually, the eye of the storm is when nothing happens. Because it's the eye. It's the bit in the middle where nothing...
Well, John, we've just left the... Oh, it's an actual wind there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That's genuine.
Wow!
Oh, yeah, there goes a lamppost. whoa, there's some litter rolling on the street now, John.
Right.
Carnage everywhere.
Would you say there was a tornado now? A tornado?
Doesn't really sound like there's a tornado, though. Whoa, John, there is now a tornado out here.
We can actually hear that, yeah.
Yeah, can you hear the tornado?
Yes, I can.
It's like being in the film Twister, or at least on the ride Twister at Universal Studios. I don't know if they still have that anymore. It's a very old film. It's definitely a ride I went on once. Whoa! Oh,
God. There's a lot of random...
The air has been knocked out of place. It doesn't look as beautiful as it can be.
A lot of things blowing past, are there? A lot of things blowing past, like...
Yeah, there's leaves.
Yeah. Oh, look, there goes the... I'm just looking what I've got here. Look, there goes the Sky News theme going past you there. Look at that. Sky News theme there.
John, the Sky News building has just blown past me.
Yeah.
Very, very slowly, it seems.
Yeah, but how... Sorry.
It is a big building, remember?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, I think you may be able to just hear that.
Yeah, I can just...
Hear that?
Yeah, just about, yeah. Hang on, the weather's stopped. We've got to make it sound a little bit more dramatic than it is.
Well, it's actually quite cold and I'm starting to shiver. I don't know if you can hear that.
Right.
If
you die of hypothermia, could you give us a sort of scoop on that?
Well, I'll try my best, but I'll most likely be dead.
Yeah, well. Okay, well, I mean, it's not quite as dramatic.
People are getting so cold now. People are lighting enclosures at zoos, John, just to keep warm.
Right. It's not as quite as dramatic as I'd hoped. I mean, I was looking at... The reason we sent you outside was because, A, I heard some reports earlier trying to sort of zhuzh it up a bit, and B, a lot of the TV are showing reporters in, you know, next to lorries that have blown over, this kind of thing, and I was hoping to sort of get a bit of that drama. If I'm honest,
no.
It hasn't quite gone as
I said, John, lots of abandoned vehicles, but they are just parked vehicles, really.
Quite.
But, you know, abandoned.
Quite dull. Could you just run back into the studio while he's still on air? Make it at least.
Why?
Well, get a.
Faster.
I'm not even near. Okay, I'm just by the football pitch.
Okay, so there's live reporting there from Storm Eleanor, which, of course, is battering the UK. And as you heard there, people have abandoned their vehicles here in London at the side of the road by simply parking them earlier and then walking off to work or wherever it is they've gone.
All right. I'm going to have to get the stairs because this doesn't work in the lift.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Yeah, so Cornelius there, our intrepid live reporter. Running back to the studio there, hot foot, following being battered himself from the storm outside. Where are you up to now?
I'm just coming into our floor.
Right, there we go.
Just past the toilet.
Straight into the...
Past Alex Dibble.
Hi, Dibble. Straight into...
You couldn't hear that.
Into the studio.
I'm in the control room.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
And into the...
You'll be able to hear me on two different microphones.
Yeah, and there we go. There you are. You're in the studio.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried to just zhuzh that up a bit to make it sound a bit dramatic, but it sort of didn't, you know. A regional weather presenter, you're not going... Because they always send them to stand outside, irrespective of what's happening, and I was hoping we could just conjure up some of that magic, but I'll be honest with you, it didn't.
You're tired, mate.
Didn't really go as
yeah
exciting as I thought it would, but never mind. It's exercise for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
For your January, so that's good news.
For my January.
Yeah.
The big January that I'm doing.
Anyway.
Let us know if you're doing January.
Yeah. Hashtag January. Right, okay. Well, thanks, Cornelius, for bringing us up to date on all things Storm Eleanor, which, of course, is battering Cornelius. Now, in the next bit of the programme, well, bonus news is on the way, of course, and we will bring you this week's edition of The Game Dead or Alive, all squashed into the gaps where Sam Delaney isn't before he gets here. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Jenny's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
A man who stole from victims of the Manchester bombing has pleaded guilty to theft. Chris Parker's admitted taking a purse and a mobile phone. At the time of May's attack, he was praised for helping those caught up. He'll be sentenced next month. Despite the NHS cancelling tens of thousands of non-urgent operations in England, the Prime Minister says the service is better prepared for the winter than ever before. Cancer operations and time-critical procedures will still be going ahead. The Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt's apologised and says this year they wanted to give more notice to patients.
What is different this year compared to last year is that we had a lot of operations cancelled at the last minute, and we recognise that it is better if you are unfortunately going to have to cancel or postpone some operations to do it in a planned way.
A man's appeared in court charged with murdering a pub worker whose body was found in a North London park. 22-year-old Juliana Tudos went missing on Christmas Eve. She was discovered in Finsbury Park 3 days later. Kasim Lewis, who's 31, is due back in court on Friday. There are fears further damage could be caused by Storm Eleanor, even after it's moved on to Europe.
I think really what's going to happen is probably later on this evening, when all the volume of water that did fall comes down the river. I think this evening maybe you might see the full brunt of it.
Well, that's Mike, who lives in County Limerick, where a river burst its banks, flooding a number of homes. Across the UK, thousands of houses were left without power and roads were blocked by fallen trees, while part of a factory roof was torn off in Northern Ireland. A woman has been nearly blinded after a piece of glitter from a Christmas card worked its way into her eyeball. The 49-year-old went to hospital in Swansea with loss of vision and a swollen eyelid. Doctors initially thought she had a herpes infection before spotting the glitter under a microscope. The weather, the winds should ease into this evening and then it'll turn cold for the north of the country with a frost and fog patches, while southern England, Wales and Northern Ireland will turn wet, temperatures down to 1 degree.
Thank you very much indeed, Jenny, there. I mean, you heard our weather report ourselves there.
I'm surprised he survived.
Yes, taking in
I feel like I've not given enough emphasis to what Eleanor's up to.
Yeah, don't worry, because I think we covered it. Okay. You know, it was pretty hectic out there. I don't know whether you heard the tornado.
And I did.
And indeed, the rain. And anyway, right, so look, I know and you know that the news isn't long enough to cover everything off in the world. I mean, you only get
day.
A limited time, exactly. And that's why we gift you, in many ways, you and the listener, with bonus news, because it covers everything else. Animal, vegetable and mineral, that is everything else.
Yes.
On consecutive days. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today, animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
What have you got, Jenny?
Wow, what production. So a Siamese cat has decided to try its paw at horse riding. I know. Louis enjoys nothing more than a meander around his village in Devon on Comet, the pony. Right. He hasn't quite mastered a rising trot yet, but has great saddle technique during a gentle walk.
And have you seen...
I have seen.
...evidence of
it? It's fantastic.
Talk us through how a cat rides a horse.
Well, basically, so horse in stable, pony in stable, Comet in stable.
Yeah.
Cat jumps on wall, goes around the wall, jumps on horse.
Yes.
He likes bareback, or he can go with a saddle.
Right.
He's very, very, he's very good. And then off horse meanders, and off he goes. And the cat sometimes, like, sits and just rides along in a gentle fashion. Sometimes he stands and has a look around.
What about the other cat?
What other cat?
You said it was a Siamese cat.
No, not a Siamese twin.
Oh.
A Siamese cat.
That's not how cats work.
What is a Siamese cat? Is it not the same?
No, dear.
It's not conjoined?
No.
Okay. Otherwise, I'd have said
animal news.
Joined cat.
Yeah. Do you think that you get Siamese cats?
Let's find out.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Hey,
this is bonus
Siamese
news now, isn't it?
Cats.
And I just wonder. I don't know whether that's a thing.
Animal news.
It's definitely at least a Photoshop.
Yeah. Well,
someone's done.
That doesn't surprise me. But there we go. But a cat riding a horse, I mean, that's always going to...
It's great. If you can see it, go and see it. Go to Devon now.
Yeah, where in Devon was this?
Near somebody's village.
Great.
It was just got to Devon. It's not very big.
Wasn't near Bell End, was it? That's a village that's very much in the news today.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah. They're changing the name, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they can't. Are. We talked about it earlier.
I heard about that.
And when we had a sort of discussion on what you can and can't say on the radio, given that these are just place names and how rude they are. Apparently, I think you can say Bell End if... given that it is in the top news stories, if you leave a pause between the word bell and the word end. So I think that's the rule, isn't it?
Is Louis the Siamese cat helping with the pause? I'm confused. I'm sorry. Too much.
That's a fair point, actually. Thanks. Yeah. All right, good. Anyway, just next.
Animal news.
Yeah. Animal news.
Thanks. We've done this earlier. The birth of a polar bear in the UK has been described as outstanding. An outstanding achievement that will create worldwide interest. Can you hear everybody clamouring? To talk about the polar bear. It's the first time it's happened in 25 years. Can you hear them? No.
It's quite, I mean, if you're a fan of polar bears being born in this country, it's quite exciting news.
It's very,
isn't it?
I'm so excited. Yeah. Highland Wildlife Park in the Cairngorms. After I've been to Devon, I'm heading up there. So there could be more than one cub, but they don't know because they can't see inside.
The music's finished, isn't it?
The mothers.
Animal news.
Maternity den.
Yes, I love the phrase maternity den.
I do too.
Because we hadn't heard that before, but this
is... Because we've got birthing suites, haven't we? I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know, but there's birthing suites, isn't there, for women?
You suck on them for the painter.
No, that's something completely different. And so I like the idea of a maternity den.
Yeah.
This could be a whole new business.
If you were to fashion a maternity den, I guess you'd fill it with towels.
There would be towels, or maybe just, if you wanted to go, like, well, you know, down the kind of wildlife route, maybe just some straw.
Straw's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of back to nature in that kind of way.
A little bit of dock leaves.
Yeah.
Could help.
Well, you'd have to have some stinging nettles as well, because they're always...
Well, it's going to sting, isn't it? So, you know...
Dock leaves on it, you're right. Yeah. That's a good point.
And do you want staying with animal birthing news...
Animal news.
Thank you. After more than a century, tortoises are once again hatching on the Galapagos Islands. So after I've gone to Devon and up north, I'm going over there. They've been pushed to the brink of extinction by black rats who were scoffing their eggs. How rude. But the rodents have now all been killed off, which means the critically endangered Duncan Island giant tortoise is able to breed in safety. Oh, once again.
But surely it's not great that the black rats then became critically endangered and then fully extinct from the Galapagos.
But it wasn't indigenous. They were brought over.
Yeah. Black rats' lives matter as well. So, in fact, what they should do...
Oh, that's right.
Is cater for all animals in that sense.
Oh, I suppose so.
Maybe they should... You know, because we, at the end of the day, we're humans, we eat eggs.
Yeah.
So maybe the eggs of the... They could breed... If they let them breed enough, what I'm saying is there might be excess eggs.
There might be.
And that or excess. And that way, the black rats could feast upon having a sort of all-you-can-eat egg buffet, but without endangering the tortoises.
Maybe what they could do is stick all the rats that are left on a boat and just have them off the Galapagos.
And
throw eggs at them.
Rats on boats has been tried before, and that led to the plague, so I'm not sure that's a great idea.
Silly me.
Yeah. But anyway, look, thank you for bringing us animal news.
You're welcome.
That was... Well, it was both animal-based and news, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
That fulfills the brief to a T. Well, are you with us again, Jenny?
Yes, I'm here tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Exciting.
I know.
Yeah, look at that.
I know.
Tomorrow, vegetable news.
Oh!
I know, already.
How am I going to sleep tonight?
I don't know. You probably won't.
I won't, will I?
Good. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jenny with us, bringing us today's bonus news, which was, as you know, animal news. Now, still to come on this very programme ahead of Sam Delaney at 4, we're going to be bringing you a game of Dead or Alive. And, of course, more news in haikus as we go along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. First day back at work. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on anytime upgrade flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2 to 7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at tescomobile.com.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law.
Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
He spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports Day Pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Chelsea, streaming live today for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Top trade picks at TradePoint to kickstart 2018. Get a DeWalt contractor chest for just £30. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Nottinghamshire, the M1 northbound lane closed on the entry slip road due to a broken down vehicle. That's affecting you at junction 26 for Nottingham. Traffic coping well at the moment. In the West Midlands, one lane closed in heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M6 northbound. That's between junction 5 and junction 6 for the Spaghetti Junction. And in Devon, we have a lane closed due to a lorry having its tyre changed on the M5. That's northbound between junction 29 and junction 28. Traffic also coping well. I'm Sammy Jolo.
You can't predict the winter weather, but you can keep your car prepared with a free winter safety check at QuickFit. On tyres, brakes, servicing and more, you'll always get a great deal. So head down to your local QuickFit today and drive away happy this winter. At participating centres only, excludes online, terms and conditions apply, see in store for details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, you are very welcome along. Now, a hell of a lot going on, of course, today. The NHS are under pressure. We know that. They're calling it winter pressure. This is when people with flu-like symptoms admit themselves to hospital or sort of go to hospital and ask for help. It puts the NHS already under strain, of course, under much more strain. Jeremy Hunt's apologised this afternoon, saying that he didn't want operations to be cancelled, but that's what's happened. Routine operations have been cancelled in order for people to fit in the treatment, I suppose, for what they call it, a black alert. It's not unprecedented. It's a thing they do in the winter to just sort of try and maintain equilibrium in the health service. But anyway, that's going on. Storm Eleanor, we've been hearing about from live outside, sweeping across the UK as it is. Donald Trump has a great big button on his desk. I think it unleashes a storm more powerful than Eleanor, if I've got that right. I think he said something like, my button's bigger than, my storm's bigger than Eleanor, and it's a depleted storm, and I press my button, it's a bigger, something like that. I don't know. Things, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't. But that's all right, because we, as ever, are here to help. Of course we are. And how are we here to help? Using Japanese poetry, that's right. Analysing the news through Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse. It's all to do with the syllables, of course. 575, it's the news in haikus.
Eleanor blows 100 mph winds like my aunt Eleanor.
Uh-huh. That is the news in haikus. And now, we bring you the midweek talk radio quiz. It is midweek. It feels like day one, doesn't it? But it is Wednesday, the midweek of the first week back of January. It's time to play Dead or Alive! From a list of things, you have to decide whether the things from that list are dead or alive. Very simple. Let us meet the game player. Liberty's on the phone. Hello, Liberty.
Hi.
Happy New Year, Liberty.
Happy New Year to you too.
Happy New Year. A little bit of a straw poll, Liberty. When is it okay to say Happy New Year to people up until it's just a little embarrassing? How do you give it a couple of weeks? End of January? What's your rule, Liberty?
I'm going to say 1 week in, I think, and then it's begun already.
I think
New Year's
right.
Here.
Do you share my thought, though, that driving around or walking around now, seeing people's decorations in windows now, or even limply on the front of their houses, just feels a little bit depressing now?
It is. No, my dad got me up hungover on the 1st to take them all down, which is quite depressing.
That is, the 1st?
Yeah, he's a very anal person.
Well, I wouldn't pass comment on that. But in terms of, I mean, January the 2nd, I think the 1st is legit. You can leave them up in the, for the 1st. But, you know, I don't know whether that's a bit bar humbug of you. I mean, did you...
It's the 5th.
The 5th
is the 12th day of Christmas.
I know, officially, yeah.
Yeah, but so I think that's when you take your tree down.
I'm with Liberty now. I think things look a bit limp. And the worst thing you can see now, that actually makes me cry, right, is seeing a Santa, please stop here sign outside a house. Now, we've had that.
I just walked into the kitchen here and Jamie East said Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah, well, he's listening to this and just taking the rise out of you, Dave.
He's on tonight with Melanie Sykes from 7.
Melanie Sykes from 7?
From 7 p.m. this evening.
Oh, I see, I understand.
On with Melanie Sykes.
I thought she was from Radio 2. I thought that was you referring to the number.
No.
I understand now. Melanie Sykes from 7. Merry Christmas to Jamie East. Good. All right, fine. That's happening. Ian Lee from 10. Liberty, you are going to play the game Dead or Alive, of course. Now, it's very simple, Liberty. Very, very simple indeed. There's a list of things. All you have to do is tell us whether they're dead or alive. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to ask you politely what you do, Liberty, of course, as well. What's your...
I'm a student at Goldsmiths studying media and communication.
Look, of course you are.
Yeah.
Look how much you could be learning from this radio experience. right, Liberty, here's how it's going to work then. Just a list. You go dead or alive. That's it. That's how it works, okay?
Okay.
Cornelius is going to be keeping score. Here we go with the first dead or alive quiz of 2018. And here we are. All right. Let's start you off with an easy one. Dead or alive, my Auntie Sylvie.
Dead?
No. She's alive. This is a weekly update or a semi-weekly update. Auntie Sylvie is 96. She's going to be 97 this April. If she makes it that far, she's in a home. She's lost control of all of her mental faculties. But she is Auntie Sylvie and she remains alive and has done so for 96 years. Drinks from a sippy cup in there now. But she's still with us. Okay, good. YouTuber Logan Paul's editorial judgment. Dead or alive?
100% dead.
Yes, absolutely right. He is, of course, the YouTuber in the news today for going into a Japanese forest and pointing and laughing, seemingly laughing, at a man's corpse hanging from a tree. God, he's into a lot of trouble, as you would expect that. Due to the fact that he has an audience of 12-year-olds. Not the sort of thing you'd get on CBeebies, that is. I know, Liberty. That's shocking. All of us, if Trump and Kim Jong-un remain in power for much longer.
again, just as dead.
Dead, isn't it? Yeah. Trump today boasting about the size of his desk button. in tweeting that, and Kim Jong-un, he has a button as well, but Trump insists that this is a bigger button. That's in the news. Eleanor.
Dead or alive?
Alive?
Yeah, the storm, Eleanor.
Oh, right.
Storm Eleanor. Yeah, live. You're right, of course. Yes. Yeah, exactly. There we go, yeah. Live report from it we had earlier out in the street. Eleanor, who I went to school with, dead or alive?
Oh, I want to say alive.
She is alive. She's absolutely, morbid, yeah. Absolutely fine. Yeah, yeah. Toby Young. You know Toby Young? Toby Young's Twitter account, dead or alive?
I don't know Toby Young, but I want to say dead, following this pattern.
I'm going to give you half a point for that. His Twitter account is half dead. Toby Young is the man who has been appointed as a government advisor to universities. And it's
I should probably know that.
Well, you know, you should get, given that you're a student, it may well affect you, but you Google it. But he's a controversial figure for many reasons, but he's been appointed. Boris Johnson has said he's the ideal man for the job, which gives you some idea of what people are thinking about this appointment at the moment. But anyway, he's seemingly deleted nearly 50,000 tweets. We can only guess that he's been in trouble over previous tweets, so we can only presume that 50,000 of them were offensive to people. So he seems to have deleted 50,000 tweets in the last 24 hours. I don't know.
That's
he's
a lot.
Probably after
happening,
Jack Maynard, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the new Jack. They're calling him that. Yeah. The new Jack. Cornelius, hi Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Cornelius in the studio here. Cornelius's dinner tonight, dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
Yes. Would you like to explain why, producer Dave?
It's not my fault.
No, but it sort of is.
I'd argue it's
Cornelius roasted some vegetables last night and put them in some... we live together, by the way.
Yeah, they live in the same flat.
In some Tupperware.
No, they live in a flat, not in some Tupperware, to be clear.
The vegetables are in the Tupperware in the flat.
Yeah.
It's like a Russian doll.
Yeah.
And then put them in the fridge, and then this morning...
Yeah.
My girlfriend went to take her lunch, which was also in some very similar Tupperware.
Yeah, I can see why.
And she's taken Cornelius's vegetables, and she's livid because it's got loads of onions in it and she can't eat onions.
She's livid, isn't
she? Yeah. How livid are you? Because this has affected your entire...
Well, it's the first hurdle for Operation Thindy.
Operation Thindy is where Cornelius is, Liberty, allow me to explain, is attempting to get both thin and... Well, he's given up fatty food, carbohydrates in turn, and drinking for January. And also he's given up pop music. So he wants to listen to indie music and get thin. Thindy. That's the gist.
I just thought that. That should be a trend. Why can't we get that?
It will be a trend once I'm looking sexy and cool.
It's going to take a lot more than some Tupperware to do that. But
some missing vegetables.
But your hurdle has failed because your planned evening meal has now...
It's fine. I've planned now to buy some more vegetables.
I've just had note that my girlfriend is currently listening, so if you do want to send her a message.
Okay, well, I've spoken to Dave... and you're no longer welcome around the
family. Particularly as Dave apparently tastes of onions, so...
Got some communication mix up there, but...
something like that, anyway. Where were we? Oh, yeah, that's right, a quiz.
Oh, it's a quiz.
Dry January, dead or alive, dry January for the team here, Liberty.
Dead.
Well, not so far. We're all doing dry January, and we are all kind of sticking with it. So, we'll see what happens.
Well done, you guys.
The Hills. Dead or alive, The Hills. Dead or alive. Dead or alive.
Dead?
The Hills. Well, I mean, you'd think they'd be alive with the Sound of Music, wouldn't you?
I was more thinking like the American Hills TV show, but...
Right. No, yeah. Well, you are right, though, because in this case, The Hills were a family that lived... three doors down from my parents while I was growing up, and all three generations wiped out in a tragic upholstery accident in the mid-90s. So that is dead.
Very sad.
Okay. Finally, dead or alive, what muse are inside?
Pardon? Sorry?
Dead or alive, what muse, the band Muse, are inside? Dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out. Oh! Bad luck on that.
Cracking job on that.
Oh, well. So, look, that's Well, that's going to need a score of sorts, isn't it? But this is the first quiz, the first Dead or Alive quiz of 2018. Mm-hmm. Cornelius, you've been keeping score.
I have.
Liberty, who is a student, what is your score?
Congratulations, Liberty.
Yeah.
You've scored.
Yes.
4.5 points.
Good. Well done, Liberty. Well done. Happy New Year, Liberty.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
There we go. There. That's a game of Dead or Alive, and you've been listening to it on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney is going to be with you next for Drive Time, and to tell us excitingly what he's got coming up, he's coming to the studios right here, right now. Happy New Year, Sam Delaney.
Happy New Year, John Holmes.
When do we stop? We've been trying to conduct this straw poll. When is it acceptable to say Happy New Year up till, in your world, do you think?
I mean, we're getting I would say, like, tomorrow. So if someone says it to me tomorrow, I'll take it as an invitation to a fight.
Yeah, good.
Today, I'm like just about, all right.
Yeah.
But after that, it's like, because no one really cares.
Okay,
you know, about what the nature of your New Year's going to be.
No.
And even worse, how was your Christmas?
Please. No one said that much to me, and I'm pleased about that.
Thank God for you. Yeah, I mean, it's awful.
Jamie East just said Merry Christmas to me.
Well, at least that's a curveball. At least that's a little bit sort of he's spicing things up. He's playing with your mind, Crib, and it's worked. I can see you panicked.
Yeah.
You're sweating, man.
I don't know what to say.
To do.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's East for you.
Yeah, Jamie Easter, you should have called him.
Oh! Let's go back in time.
Okay. Right, what's coming up on yours?
Well, we'll talk about this tweet where the woman on the Virgin train was called Honey and then subsequently Pet and Love.
Yes.
We'll try to establish what is acceptable to call a lady whose name you don't know.
Yeah.
Whilst being friendly but also respectful. I always go for treacle, personally.
Treacle's good.
I don't know if that's
darling,
acceptable.
Drop the G from darling.
Darling with an apostrophe.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hottie is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet cheeks.
Sweet cheeks. Everyone likes that, yeah.
Sugar cakes. We'll go through them all, and we'll have a text and a phone poll to see what is. If you are working on a train and you're trying to solve a legitimate and politely expressed customer complaint, how should you address the woman who is making the complaint?
Yeah.
Or man.
Yeah.
And we'll also be talking about Donald Trump boasting. Hey, Dave Cribb, you actually tweeted a thing that interested me earlier about the way in which Donald Trump uses Twitter to manipulate our minds.
Mm.
And it was a really interesting thread that you alerted me to where a psychologist explains that actually Donald Trump is using Twitter in a very clever way to distract us from the bigger picture of his presidency.
Sure.
And the advice of this psychologist was don't play his game, don't retweet or respond. That's what he wants you to do. I've responded to you tweeting that by devoting 20 minutes of my national radio show to his tweets today. I think that's what you wanted to achieve.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'll read it again. But
well, just know you've effectively produced that part of my show. So there's just two of the many great things we'll be discussing.
We look forward to all of them.
Good.
All two of them and more. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We'll be back tomorrow from, what time are we on? 1 till 4 o'clock. And Cornelius and I can be found tomorrow morning from 6 on Virgin Radio Breakfast, if you're so inclined to hear this all again, but with music in it. Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam next.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.